All righty. Looks like we're about ready to get started here after a great rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And through five games here, SK is looking pretty good. Colton Griner leading on the year with 445 yards. Nate Searin has 405 yards. Cole Striegel comes in with 85 yards. Peyton Crawford, who injured a couple games, but you know, he's back, getting back to full strength here in the next couple, you know, hopefully this week and next week gets back to full strength. He's got 169 yards rushing. Colton also leads us in receiving with 178 yards. Weber comes in with 139 yards, and Striegel has 11 yards. Passing of Gretter in there again tonight, with Luke being out, with still being injured. So Gretter will be in there. He had a great night last week against Ball Chris. Went 6-8 for 96 yards. And, you know, so we're hoping a lot of good things come out of the offense tonight. I think they're gonna definitely gonna need it to put some points on the board here tonight.
Absolutely. You know, Dan, as you look at these two teams on paper, they look very similar. And I'll tell you, when you looked at the district standings last Saturday after last Friday night round of games, one of the things that looked that kind of sticks out is where West Branch is at this point in time. They're 1-2 in the district. We're 2-1 in the district. Thing is, this is a critical game for both teams. You know, you've got Wilton, who we've been through. They've been through. Both of us have lost to them. You've got Regina. They have played Regina. We play them at the end of the season. Thing is, we're looking. They're going to take the top four teams out of those districts. This is a big, big game for Sigourney Kyoto to get around and try to place themselves in that third spot so we don't have to play another district champion somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a big key here tonight coming into this thing. You know, you're kind of looking at both these teams as top 3 and 4 teams in the district. You know, obviously you still got to play the other teams, Eddyville, Blakeburg, and Cardinal. You still got to come in and play those guys, which will be no gimmies. And you know, that's just one of those things here. But as things look, like you said, on paper, it looks like right here tonight here, this is, you know, for the number 3 and 4 spot. So we'll see what happens as both teams come out, get prepared, and about 45 seconds away from kickoff. So everybody's getting excited around here, it looks like.
It sure does. It looks to me like the Cobras will be kicking off to the West Branch Bears. They will be kicking from the south to the north, so the Cobras will be defending the south goal.
I don't know if that's going to make much of a difference tonight. The flag's not even moving up there in the end zone, so there's not much wind right now. So,
you know, last week wind was a concern. It was fairly windy. Neither one of these teams, I think West Branch may pass a little more than the Cobras, but I don't think it's going to really hamper. The kick is off. It's taken by Gould at the 5. Gould kicks it out to the right side and finally brought down around the 35-yard line by Derek Berg.
27 yards to the 37.
Yeah, the SK defense will come out here hopefully looking to get a stop here right off the bat. So we'll see what happens here as they line up on defense. They're getting ready to tackle this offense.
That's right. You know, we've come out in that 3-5. We've been out in the 4-4. It looks like tonight they're going to come out in that 4-4 defense. Yep. We'll see how they can handle this offense, this potent offense of the Bears of West Branch. Lamont under center. Hand off to number 27, Lenock. Lenock with a good gain around the right side.
Colt came up nice there on the outside, but unfortunately, after 10 yards, about 8-9 yards there, Colton came up and put him on his back.
Yep, pick up of 9. It's going to bring up second and 1 from the 46-yard line for the Bears.
Looks like we're going to have to make sure we get on the outside and contain here a little bit here early.
Number 10, Lamont, their quarterback, under center. You got Gould, Lenock in the backfield. Hand off here, I believe, to Lenock. Right up the middle.
First tripped up by Striegel.
Picked up enough for a first down. Picked up about 2. The announcer's calling it 3. We're not going to have a problem listening to the announcer tonight, are we?
No, we're going to be able to get a play-by-play right here for ourselves here all night long, it looks like. But Cole Striegel there, Nate's here, and looks like they both jumped in there and stopped him coming down right down the middle. So hopefully we can get a few more good stops like that. There's only a couple yards there, it looked to me like.
Lamont under center again. Hayes split out right. Donovan left. There's a handoff up the middle, but met immediately by Peyton Crawford and Tucker Fowler.
Yeah, it's a good play. The defensive did a nice job getting right in there on that one.
Ball carrier there was Gould. Pick up with nothing. It's going to bring up 2nd and 10. from the 49-yard line West Branch.
A nice play there by Fowler and Payton, both getting in there right on that play. That was a very nice play there for both those two guys.
Lamont goes in the gun here in the backfield duel. Lamont back to pass. He's got a receiver open in Hayes, but a very short gain. Pick up of about four, knocked out around the 46-yard line by Colton Griner.
They gave him a little space there on the outside, but like I said, not very much. And they're playing pretty safe there. And, you know, now you got a big third down stop here for the defense.
Yeah, third and six. Third and six from right around the 47-yard line of the Cobras.
See what the defense dials up right here. See if we can get some, maybe get a little pressure on the quarterback here on this play.
That's pretty important. You know, back in the gun. Lamont back in the gun. Lenock in motion. Here's Lamont back. Hits his receiver out the flat. That's Donovan. Donovan moves forward. Picks up enough. Just enough for a first down. Knocked out right at the 40-yard line. Bring up a first and 10 for West Branch.
Yeah, Peyton Crawford got in there right after he got across the first down line.
Just a little quick pass out to the flat there, and our guys had it well covered, but just a little too much room for that guy to get Donovan to pick up.
Yeah, they're really spreading us out right now.
So first and 10, Bears from the Cobra 40-yard line. Lamont in the gun again. Hand off here. Nice play by Jeremiah Green. Trips jeweled up in the backfield. Nothing going there. Loss of a yard.
He really shot right through there. That was a nice play there. He shot right through there and got a tackle in the backfield. Very good.
I'll tell you what, Jeremiah is one of those guys we call weekly, you know. He's always creating havoc for the opposing team. No different tonight. He's not very big, but he plays like a...
He plays big.
Plays big.
Yes, he does.
Lamont still in that gun in the backfield. Gould. Pitch to Gould. Gould's got running room around the right side. Pick up about 8, maybe 9. It's going to bring up third down and about 2.
Well, they've ran a lot of different wrinkles at us already there. There's an option play there. They went straight up the gut, spread us out for the passes. So they're really bringing out their whole offense here right off the bat.
They sure are, Dan. That was a well-designed play. The quarterback did a good job of catching that at the right time as our end came up to meet him. And Gould, as a result, picks up a nice gain of about 9. Lamont under center this time. Hand off to Khalid.
Nothing.
Lenox. Nothing's going.
Should bring him a fourth down, I believe.
Oh, nice play there by Tucker Fowler to shut that thing down. Good penetration by our D-line there, Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, they got good push.
Yeah, they did. They got in there, and they enabled the linebackers to come in and finish the play off. So big play here. Fourth down. It looks like they're going to go for it.
This is a big play, fourth and one from the 31 for the Bears.
Cobra Nation's rising to their feet on the other side. Hopefully we can get a stop here.
This would be nice. This would be big. Lenox appears to be, he's going to go right under center. So it's just going to be grinded out kind of ball here. We've got Gould in backfield at fullback position, but the pitch is too.
Oh, nice play. Big stop.
Big stop by the Cobras. Who came in and got that?
45, Peyton Crawford come in there. Shot across the line and got about a 5-yard loss.
As the boys in Albia say, down goes Frazier. I was listening to those guys. You talk about guys that got some excitement. Wow. Learn a lot from them.
Yeah, that was a huge stop for the defense there.
Big stop. That brings up first and 10 for the Cobras from their own 37-yard line. We'll see what we can put together now. Blaine Gritter, as Dan said, in for the injured Luke Lyle. This is Saren around the left side. Not much going right now, but he turns it up. Good running style there by Nate. I tell you, I love the way that guy runs.
I tell you what, he followed his blockers right there. He stood right behind him and let those guys come out there and get him about 6 yards right on that one. That was a lot of good blocking up front, and he did a good job following them.
He did, Dan. In fact, that does bring up second and 4 from the 43-yard line for the Cobras. A nice game.
Good positive start on offense there. Yeah, if you can grind out 6 yards every play, you'll be sitting pretty good.
We'll be all right. There again, Cobras in that single wing set. Saren in the backfield with Gritter. Direct snap right to Saren. He's going around the left side this time. He's got running room. He's got the first down and then some. Nice game by Nate. Nate picks up there, Dan. Oh, he picks up a good 10, 15 yards on that carry.
Again, his blockers did a great job up front. They pinned him down inside, and they got the corner on that one, and yeah, that was an excellent run for him going on the outside.
Nice play by Nate. I'll tell you what, 2 weeks ago down in Wapello, watching that kid run, amazing. He is going to be something, just a sophomore.
Oh, yes. I'm hoping he puts a game again like tonight, just like that here tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So nice gainer.
Also a great start.
Back in that single wing set. Griner at the spin back. Griner in motion. The handoff is to Griner. And Griner jigs and jugs and all the way down. He picks up about the opposite side of the field, but about 7-8 yards there.
He has a nice little wing back reverse there, and it looks like about 8 or 9 yards. And they'll throw him off guard there, run two this way, and then one going the other way. So, all right, now the Cobra offense looks real good as they come out of the huddle again.
Yeah, second one from the 33-yard line for the Cobras. Staying with that single wing set. Griner doing a great job filling in for the injured Luke Lyle. Directing that offense, just went up to make a little discussion with one of his linemen. Griner in motion. Here's the spin. Hand off to Saren. Tripped up, though, before he can get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost half a yard.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to bring up about a third and one or two, it looks like. About two.
Third and two for the Cobras from about the 34-yard line.
Early on here, as you're trying to get a little dominance going. This is a big play here for the Cobras here. If we can pick up this first down, keep the clock moving, and keep rolling, they will be in good shape.
This will be big. These are the types of plays that we as broadcasters, we look back on and say, oh, what could have been? But here's Nate Sarah around the left side. He's got enough for the first down. I believe he does.
Yeah, across the 30-yard line.
And they are motioning first down, Dan.
It's
a good run there. Nate just, again, followed his blockers. The guys up front are doing a good job of getting out in front of him, and he's following them and able to get across the line of scrimmage and get just what he needs for a first down.
As I said in my pregame, you know, we got four guys out there that are extremely dangerous weapons when they got the ball in their hand in the backfield, and they can't key on one individual.
And that's a nice thing. I think that makes our offense real good.
Here's Griner in motion. Striegel with the keeper. Striegel up the middle, those tough yards. Still moving forward, but his motion has stopped. Pretty good coverage there by West Branch to sniff that one out.
Yeah,
with,
I think the defense had that one called there. They snuffed that right up the gut there on that one. So we'll come back with that later, I'm sure, and see if we can break something going up the gut.
Yeah, no gain on the play there, but we'll get that one put in here at some point in time, won't we?
Oh, yeah, we hope so.
5:02 left, still scoreless. If you're just joining us, the Cobras did kick off to West Branch. West Branch had put a nice drive together. The Cobras held him on four. Here's Gretter back to pass. He's got a guy open, but just throws behind this guy, I believe his intended receiver there, with Colby Kirko.
Kind of slipped there a little bit on the turf. A little bit of rain here today. I'm sure it might be a little bit slick out there. But like you said, it was a little behind him. But would have been a great catch if he would have caught that ball. But he was covered pretty well. And nice to see us trying to open something up here. But now you got a big third down and 10. Got to get something positive here on this one.
More likely probably two down territory here for the Cobras, Dan. You know, I don't think we got a field goal kicker that can punch one through from this distance. So if we can we can put a amount of good drive here in the next two plays. We'll be all right. Here's Sharon around the right side. The guy's lead on his driver. Oh, he's following his blockers, and he's got a first down. Nice hard running by
that
Nate.
Was sweet. That was a good one there. Again, followed his blockers. He had three guys out in front of him, and they opened the ball up for him.
That's one thing I've noticed. You guys, I'm broadcasting here over the last being game six, is my ability to watch the game more intently and watch those guys get out. Clear that path for these guys coming out of the backfield, Dan.
I think that's a good thing, too. We got a good athletic offensive line. You know, the kids just aren't real big. I mean, they're not huge where they can get out and run, lead your backs and things and get them down the field. And like I said there, you got guys blocking downfield 10 yards and your running back's coming right behind you. That makes it a lot easier for you. It
certainly does. We got a timeout, I believe, taken by West Branch.
Yes, it looked like a defensive timeout.
We're down there threatening. It is first and 10 from the 17-yard line. 4:40 to go, still scoreless. But the Cobras do have the ball on the 17-yard line, first and 10.
Both teams started off both good drives here. West Branch had a good drive. We got a good fourth down stop. And now SK's come back and put together a great drive here, like you said, down to the 17-yard line. And we've got a first and 10. And we're going to see what happens here. It looks like the teams are breaking out of the huddle and ready to go.
Now we'll see what the Cobras got up their sleeve here. 17 yards to Pater for the Cobras. Still in that single wing set. We got Cobra. We've got Striegel in the backer, Griner in motion. Here's Sharon.
Sharon off it.
No gain for Nate on that play. Looked like one of those he was going to run right off left guard, but that hole closed up real quick. No gain for Nate on that play.
Well, that was a good defensive play coming out of a timeout. Obviously, when you take a timeout, you want to have something good happen for your team, and West Branch did that. They're coming out of that one, and so hopefully maybe SK can get something going here on the next play.
Cobras break huddle. Still in that single wing set, Griner in that wing back position. Griner and Nate Sharon in the backfield. Sharon with the direct snap. He's running to the left side. He's got some running room, but he's pulled in by Gould.
And
Gould pulls him in. I'm kind of in a tough spot right there.
Looks like he's got it down about a third down and seven, so it's a pretty good run there. Got 5-6 yards there on that one.
Six to the 13.
I think they'll give him six on the field, so.
Third and seven.
So we got third and seven.
Six.
Third and seven. Third and six, they're going to call it from the 13-yard line. 3:33 to go in the first quarter. Still scoreless. Sigourney Kyoto from West Branch. Cobras up to the ball. Frey Cuddle up to the ball. Peyton Crawford enters the game. He's in the backfield now. This is his bread and butter right here. Peyton's got the ball around the right side, but he is brought down before he hits the first down marker. Going to be just a yard or two short of that first down. It appears that he's about a yard and a half short of that first down. It's going to bring up fourth down at about two.
That's a nine. Eight.
Yeah, it's going to be another big play here for SK here. Looks like we're going to go for it.
Yeah, I would assume that we would. That close, you know. We're not much of a field goal kicking team. Yes, I tell you, this is one of those nights where storms are, my color guy here, Dan South, he showed me a text message. Powerful storms rolling through Des Moines right now, so hopefully we'll be able to get this one. And here's, I believe, Crawford. Crawford plowing forward. Oh, it appears he got enough down.
Yeah, that's a good power.
It's going to be good power run there. Good power run. You know, that's the difference.
Yes.
I was talking to Coach Mature a couple weeks ago down in Wampolo, and I said, you know, Nate Sharon ran like he did not want to give that position up. He says to me, you know, there are two different types of runners in two different types of situations.
Yeah, but now they bring Nate back in, it looks like, here to hopefully maybe finish this drive off here from the 5-yard line. But Peyton came in there and did an excellent job there. Got two big runs there for us. He has a first down. And
absolutely.
If you can mix that up here, you get a 1-2-3 punch here on the rushing, and it looks like things will be good for us.
First and goal from the 5 for the Cobras. Oh, it looked like a high snap, but it wasn't. That was just a little bit of a theatrics, I believe.
Yeah, I believe he was trying to play that one off, but they ended up fumbling it on the – it looked like they tried to go to Striegel, and it looked like they kind of mishandled it a little bit.
That brings up second goal from the 5-yard line. I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in. You're going to hear a lot of jabbering out of myself and Dan tonight. It actually, you know, for as sultry as it is out, it's a pretty nice night. We got a pretty nice breeze outside here on the south side of the press box.
Yeah, I think you really got to enjoy it tonight if you're out here watching the game, probably any game you're at tonight.
Right, left side, bad snap. Nate Sharon does get on it.
Back outside the 20, though, now.
But now we are all the way back. Loss of 14, as the announcer says. Third and goal for the Cobras.
That's unfortunate. I don't know, maybe if the ball is a little wet or something like that, but, yeah, the last two plays, we just mishandled it on snaps, and hopefully we can get that fixed. Maybe get a little towel on the ball and dry it off get things going our direction again.
56 seconds to go here in the first quarter. What a fast quarter. Still scoreless. Cobras in that single-wing offense. Greter back to pass.
Nice.
Greter up to the touchdown.
Nice play.
Wow.
Very nice
play. I'll tell you what, Griner made a cut, and I'll tell you, that's one thing I noticed about Greter last week in his first start after Lyle got hurt, is he's such an extremely accurate passer.
Yeah, he put that one right on the money. That ball was out of there before Colton ever broke to the corner and hit him right on stride, and that was perfect. He was able to get by the last piece.
Gives
us a 6-0 lead.
I'll tell you what, if we were down at Albia, we'd say, put another Luke Nitanen down that train horn. But I'll tell you.
This is good.
Very impressive drive.
Good momentum. Good. Colton Graner on to attempt the PAT, and this one appears to be no good.
No good.
And I don't think he's our normal extra point kicker, is he?
You know, that's something Mike and I have talked about, Dan, over the last couple of weeks. It's been kind of kicking duties by committee over the last couple of weeks. It's been kind of crazy. You got Kirk Gove out there doing it.
Yeah.
You got Weber doing it now and then. You got Striegel doing it. You got Graner doing it. You don't know who's coming on to attempt these things.
Well, it's kind of funny. I had Colton in PE this week, and we were in the back utility gym, and we were practicing kicking, and I asked him what he was doing, and he said, hey, I'm kicking extra points this week. So,
oh, God.
So he was in getting some practice in, and unfortunately, it didn't pay off right there on that kick. But maybe he'll get another chance here later on and get us another kick and get things going.
That's right. So with 44 seconds to go in the first quarter, Sigourney-Piotta takes the lead over West France 6-0. Kirk Gove set the kick off for the Cobras.
Back seat for the Bears is Gould.
Number 14.
14 is not a guy I've got on my roster right now.
Number 14, Chapman.
Chapman.
On the return.
Chapman on the return. Returns it for about 12 yards. So the Bears will take over.
First and
10.
That's very, very fast.
From
first
their
quarter.
32. Yeah, that was a very fast quarter. I mean, 39 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Sigourney-Piotta leading 6-0. Like I said, Dan, on paper, these two teams looked extremely similar.
Yeah, well, both took care of the ball pretty well there. It's our last couple of possessions where we fumbled, but other than that, both teams have done a nice job taking care of the football here early.
That's right, Lamont. Lamont in the gun again. Hand off here to Lenock.
Cool. Tackled by Crawford.
Tackle made by Crawford. Picks up about 2, maybe 3 yards. Going to bring up 2nd and 7.
Yeah, we had about 2 or 3 linebackers jumped right in there and got him on that play. So that was pretty good. That's a good defensive play for us. He's a big runner, so, I mean, he's a pretty good-sized kid, nice runner. And if we can hold him to a couple yards every time, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
That's right. Looks like they're going to have 2 receivers set to the right side of the field. 2 receivers set to the left side. In the gun is Lamont for West Branch. Quick pass out to Donovan, but immediately met by, I believe, Griner and drove out of bounds. That was Crawford driving him out of bounds. 1 yard gain. 37-yard line. Scoring up. Made up 3rd and about 7.
Well, it's a good first quarter for SK. A nice defensive stop, good offensive drive. And
you bet.
Like you said, we lead 6-0 after 1. And you lead at the end of every quarter, you're going to be in good shape, won't you?
Yeah. You know, we're sitting here at 3rd and 7. So they're coming down to the other end of the south end of the field, 3rd and 7. They got to convert. This is a big play. You know, the Cobra defense steps up, holds them here, get the ball back. We'll see what we can do. But our offense all year long, Dan, has been one that, I mean, that they can move the ball. It's a matter of what our defense can do.
Yeah, and like you said, if the defense can come out here and get another stop here, this will be huge for us because your offense just rolled right down the field, used like Nate Searin and, you know, running, and Peyton Crawford came in, ran, and hit a beautiful pass to finish the drive off. And I think you got West Branch's defense kind of guessing what we're going to do. So we get right back out on the field with the offense. I think, you know, we might be able to get a couple touchdown lead here right off the bat.
Yeah, you know, Dan, you bring up a good point. You know, with Luke in there, we never really pass a whole lot, but it sure has appeared the last 2 games that Gretter is more of a passer than Luke is, and maybe we'll see more of that as the season goes on, because it's very suspect whether Luke will be able to make it back here before the year ends.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate for him, you know, with the sickness that he's got right now, that, you know, hopefully maybe he'll get a chance by the end of the year. But, you know, everybody gives him the best wishes out there, obviously, here, that we want to make sure he gets better as just an individual kid.
Absolutely. West Branch in that passing situation again. Lamont back to pass. Goes downfield. Got Donovan open for a big gain. Donovan Luke.
Broke a tackle.
Donovan is going to take this one to the house.
63-yard
touchdown.
Unfortunately, 2 missed tackles there.
Yep. You know, Lamont hit Donovan right in the old breadbasket. We had a guy there, but he just stripped that tackle, and then our safety could not get over there to grab him before he made it.
That was an excellent play by their part. I think, I mean, they ran the little wheel route up the sideline, and had a linebacker out there on him, and he beat him deep, and like you said, the safety was not able to get the tackle.
Ended on to attempt the PAT for West Branch, kick is up, and it is no good as well. So with 11:47 to go in the second quarter, it's 6-6.
The official caught that in the goal line.
I think he did. Our kicking game hasn't been much to be desired here this evening.
Well, at least it's both teams with a mishap on the kick, so probably if you get another score, you'll probably see him go for two next time.
Unfortunate there. You know, we had them 3rd and 7, Dan, and you know, they had double receivers each side, and Donovan, if you look at the stats, you know, you got to know where he is on the field because he is their top receiver.
Yeah.
Sure enough, he caught the ball, and then it was yards after catch. He took it 63 yards.
Yeah, and like 40 of them, or about 40, 45 of them came after he caught the ball there. We had two guys there. We had Ben Horst there, came over to the safety, tried to make the tackle, just missed him there. And unfortunately, that kid's a strong kid, so, you know, you're going to have to make sure you put a shoulder pad into him every time he's running the ball. And
looks like Donovan is on for West Branch to kick. Colton Griner back deep, stands at his own 8-yard line, little kind of a spin kick. He picks it up at about the 3-yard line. Griner's on the loose. He's up the right sideline, still on his feet, still moving forward.
Griner on the return.
Great return.
And finally knocked down at about the 37-yard line. Nice return, about 35-yard return there, Dan.
Yeah, like I said, a squib kick, and he picked it up down there, you know, close to his own goal line. Did a nice job making what he could get out of there. And gives SK an excellent field position here coming out about the 39-yard line.
It does. We'll see if that offense can retool and put another good drive together like they did there towards the end of the first quarter. Looks like Griner's going to be split out here to the right side in that wing-back position. Griner, Striegel, and Siren in the backfield. Here's Striegel.
That would be that play we wanted to come back to.
Striegel right up the middle. Nobody touched him for about 5-6 yards, and then he just kind of slipped.
Unfortunately, he did slip. I think he might still be going.
Yeah,
he had a lot of real estate in front of him there.
He sure did. I think when he went to make that cut back to the right, his foot came out from underneath him. He really didn't get tackled there. He just kind of came out. Feet came out from underneath him.
Excellent run, though. 8 yards.
8-yard gain brings up 2nd and 2 from right around the 47-yard line. Griner in motion. Here's a handoff to Siren. Siren moving forward, very close to the first down, probably. I think he got it, Dan.
Yeah, it looks like he did. That was a good off-tackle run. You know, Nate Siren did a nice job of putting his head down and make sure he got 2 yards, and you know, another fresh set of downs for us.
Absolutely.
The offense is, right now, looks like it's in pretty good shape here tonight.
They're moving the ball very efficiently. Cobra spray cuddle. They're going to stay in that single wing set. Griner, the wing back, over on the left side in motion. Here's Striegel again with the carry. Nice hard running right up the middle again. And there is a penalty marker on the play.
Got to be something on the tackle. It's got to be something on the tackle there, it looked like, there at the end. They threw it in there pretty late. Maybe a face mask?
I forgot to inform you, that is part of your job.
Make sure I know what they are, huh? Well, we'll see what the officials tell us then. They're getting ready to tell us right now.
Yep, face mask. It is a face mask. Now it's a matter if that's a 15-yarder or a 5-yarder.
Well, they're going to start stepping it off, so.
Nice, good, hard running.
Looks like it was an incidental contact.
Incidental, but it is enough for a first down. Striegel picked up about 8 there again, right up the middle.
After contact.
Oh, I mean, last week we saw him carry multiple people after contact. He's just a good, solid, strong running back for the Cobras.
Yeah, right now they got a good 1-2 punch going right now, or 1-2-3 punch, 4 punch going.
Absolutely. Here's Griner in motion, but Striegel up the middle again, man. There again, he's carrying about 3 guys here. He's tackled by Griner.
Yeah, they came in there that time pretty good defensively, but I think we're kind of setting them up for maybe one of these around the outside edge here pretty quick.
You might be right, Ben. That one, he was able to pick up about 2.5 yards. He's going to bring up 2nd and, let's call it 7.
The nice thing there with the single wing offense, you know, as he spins around, he fakes about 2 different guys, and like you said, you can hand off to either one of them. And I think they're probably going to set him up here for one of these Colton Griner runs here pretty quick.
Yeah, we haven't seen much Colton yet.
He's on that one carry so far.
Yep, But you never know when that might happen. Here's Nate Sterner around the left side. He's got some running room. He's got
it. Wow. Another good run. Another excellent. About another 10, 11 yards there on that run.
I'll tell you, old Aaron's got to be very proud of that kid. I'll tell you, I told my son Luke a couple of weeks ago, Luke, I hope you were watching the ball game, and I hope you were watching Nate Sterner, how he runs with pad level.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you, the lower you run, the better opportunity you have for making positive yards after contact.
Sure, and then the impressive thing about Searing there, too, is he follows his blockers. He's got guys out in front of him, and those kids are clearing a path for him, and he's taking advantage of it.
Absolutely. He's smart, smart runner.
That's smart runner.
Here's Greiner back to pass.
He's all the way down. Oh, he missed him.
Overthrows Greiner. That's the first time Blaine Greiner has done that. He had Greiner open. Greiner had outrun the defender at the corner of the end zone, but Blaine had just overthrown him just a tick, and we come up second and 10 now from the 20.
I hate to do that to the viewers because I yelled touchdown because he was so wide open. I thought his boy was going to nail him, but then they just a little bit outside. But like you said, it's only his second game in there. He's really leading the offense. He's doing a great job out there, and as he keeps playing, he's only going to get better.
Absolutely. Great confidence builder for him. Greiner in motion. Here's Greiner with the carry this time.
There you go. Nice.
I don't think he even got touched.
I don't think so either. Like you said, we set him up and set him up around there, and he came.
I'll tell you, you've been watching a little bit of this Cobra football over here. Set him up.
Yeah.
Runner down the middle, and sooner or later we're gonna run Greiner around the outside.
Yep. The old wing back reverse play. Colton, I'm not 100% sure anybody even touched him going in.
So with 9:14 to go in the second quarter, Sigourney Kyoto takes the lead, 12-6 over West Branch. We'll see what
looks like. We're going for two, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, coaches had a tendency to do this a little bit,
Well, unfortunately, we only gave up 6 on the first one, so you could go and try and get up 7, but
that's right.
We're going to try and get back on 14, it looks like. Colton went to the sideline here, so I guess he's not going to kick, but yeah, they're going to go for two.
They're going to go for two. We got Berg in motion this time. Sarin, here's Sarin with the ball. Still moving forward, but he's going to come out short. So it is no good. So 9:14 left to go in the second quarter. Sigourney Kyoto 12, West Branch 6.
Again, another excellent drive. I mean, we had mixed things up. We had Striegel go up the gut 3 or 4 times. Sarin come around the side a couple 3 times. And Colton finished it off with a 27-yard run there at the end?
Yep, 27-yarder.
Yeah, a good mix. The offense threw a pass. We had a pass throw in there, and the guy was open, just missed him. But otherwise, the offense looks like it's clicking tonight. I mean, this might be one of these games where whoever gets the ball last.
you know, you picked a good game to sit in for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to have a lot. I think we're going to see a lot of action tonight.
Yeah, this is an excellent start to a football game here for high school football. Well played. Both teams, one penalty all so far, and that's been well played on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. Kirko Vaughn to kick for the Cobras. Kicking north to south. Here's the kick. Kind of a squib kick. And taken by West Branch down at the 35-yard line.
At the 35. They're all 35. For the first and 10.
So the Bears from West Branch will take over first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Cobras leading, 9:14 to go, 12-6. Big crowd here. You know what, Dan? This is probably one of the bigger crowds we've seen. And, being West Branch, you know they're going to have a big crowd. But even the Sigourney Kyoto crowd is very large.
Well, and it's nice to see. Like, they call this little Rose Bowl. It's down inside a hill and everything. And you got people sitting up on the hill watching football games. And it's just like the old style stuff here.
Absolutely. Here's Lennox, just a freshman out on the outside.
Ben Horace had to come up and get him at the end.
Finally brought down by our safety, Ben Horace, but not before he picked up about 9 yards.
First down run.
Oh, they are going to give him a first down. It was very close. So he picked up about 10 yards on that play.
Apparently, the officials didn't want to slow the game speed down here by making sure, and so they just said, go ahead and let's get going on with first and 10.
Nice play by West Branch there on first and 10. First play from scrimmage. After the kickoff, monitor right under center. Lennox in the backfield. Handoff here to Lennox. He's got some running room, but Ben Horace is right there to pull him down before, but not before he picks up about 4 yards. Going to bring up second down and six.
Yeah, they did a nice job blocking our up front guys, and Ben Horace came in there real nice there. You know, thankfully held him to only about 5 yards there. There's a lot of green grass on the outside if he gets by him.
I don't think you're going to outrun Ben Horace. I think he's a pretty fast kid, and I'll tell you, he has really been one of those kids that has impressed the world out of me. You know, this football season, he is quite an athlete.
Yes, he is. He's done a real nice job of working and getting himself into shape here and making sure he's got some speed. So coming out of the safety position, he can run some guys down.
Lamont in the gun. Double receiver set. Hand off here to, I believe, Lenock again. No, it's Gould.
Tackled by Green.
Tackled by Jeremiah Green.
Pickup
of two. They're bringing up about 33. From the 48-yard line.
Okay, big defensive play here. And I've seen in the last couple of plays there, Peyton Crawford's been right there in position and just missed the tackles. I mean, you know, maybe that might be a little rust from sitting out being injured, but I think as he gets playing more, he's going to come up there and make them tackles and you know, hold them to even less yardage there, hopefully. And
agreed.
But the other kids are doing a nice job filling in and getting in there and getting them.
Lamont back in that gun. Lenock in motion this time. Lenock back to pass, but here comes Burke. Oh, he gets the pass off, but it is incomplete. It's going to bring a fourth and five.
I think the pressure, like you said, Derek Bird came off the outside edge there on a blitz, and I made him throw it a little quicker than he wanted to.
Nice play by the Cobras. Well covered.
Yep.
That ball would have been a little better thrown by Lamont. You know, they might have picked up a couple of yards, but still probably not enough for a first down. We had them well covered.
Yep. Looks like we got Griner going back for a punt return.
They're assuming they're going to punt it. Like Donovan is setting up in on about their own 40-yard line to punt this one. Griner stands back. It appears on his 10. Nice punt.
Nice punt.
Real nice punt. If I were Colton, I'd let that one go.
Oh, nice bounce for him.
Oh, he does pick it up and move forward. But unfortunately, folks, I've got people in my way. Not you.
12-15-yard line, looks like.
13.
He does pick it up and moves it forward.
Yeah, unfortunately, the ball hit. Like you said, it's a nice punt. The ball hit at the 5. Looked like it was going to go in the end zone, and it just stuck.
Yeah, so that's probably a smart thing.
Yeah.
Nobody was down there, you know, Dan. So pick it up and get some positive yardage out of that deal.
He did a nice job getting it out outside the 10-yard line for us. And hey, we can put the rushing attack back to action here. We'll be moving the ball right down the field, coming our way.
7:09 left in the second quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leads 12-6 over West Branch. Cobras under center here in that single wing. Here they, I believe that's Crawford around the left side. Pick up of about 5. He's going to bring up second and five.
And hit, like you said, with the running back by committee that we have there, now you got another fresh guy coming in here. Peyton comes in and gets 5 yards to start this drive, and good positive yardage right off the bat.
Critically important, big comment you make there is fresh guys. You know, more freshness we can throw at these guys, the better off we're going to be, I think, as the night goes.
Yeah, for sure.
In that single wing, Griner in motion. Here we go. Oh, nice nice leap there. I think that's Striggle, the ball carrier. It was Saren. No, it was Crawford.
It was Crawford. Yeah, it was Crawford.
It was Crawford. Pickup of about 1. It's going to bring up 3rd and 4 from the 19-yard line.
Big play for the West Branch defense right here, I think. You know, if they can get a stop here, or you know, hopefully we can get something out of here. But this, for me, is more critical for them than it is us right here on this play. So
it certainly is. 6:04 to go here in the second quarter. Cobras got the ball on the 19-yard line. Here's Crawford, this time around the
short.
Around the left side. I think he's going to be a little short. He's going to be about a yard short.
Gain of 3 to the 22.
So that will bring up 4th down and 1 from the 22-yard line. More than likely a punting situation here, Dan.
Yeah, you want to be real careful right here. Just make sure you get a good snap back there and take your time, get a good punt off. Looks like Searing going back to punt it, and just make sure you take care of the ball and get it out of there and let your defense come out and play again. Nothing hurt on that drive. Picked up 9 yards, and we got a timeout on the field.
Oh, we got a timeout on the field. I'll take some time to recognize our sponsors.
Top West Branch.
Folks, I want to recognize our sponsors. Ofsky Dental, your one-stop dental shop. Why go to numerous dental offices for different procedures when you can have them all done at one office? Dr. Schuster and his team know your time is valuable, so we do our best to perform all procedures in-house instead of sending you out of town. Call 641-673-4845 to set up your appointment. Don't forget to tell them you heard this on KIIC's Game Streaming. Once again, call 641-673-4845. And you know, Dr. Schuster's got a couple boys on the team. So, folks, I tell you, if you need some dental work done, that's a great place to go. Get over there and patronize those guys that got kids in our school system.
Well, yeah, you always want to make sure you take care of your teeth every chance you can get.
You got no teeth. You got no nutrition.
Oh, not a low snap. Nate Searing did a good job getting that thing out of there.
Yeah, kind of an ugly putt.
Actually, roll, though.
It's going to work out really good. It was real low, but, man, it took a Cobra bounce. So we turned out looking pretty good on that.
Yeah, for the field position they stuck us in there, we got them back at the 32-yard line. So Searing did a nice job. He went down and got the ball. It was in the grass, pulled it up, and he made a quick kick and got a nice roll out of that thing.
You know, not only did we get rain today, but I think, it's so humid. It hasn't been very good drying conditions all day long, so I'll bet you that turf is quite slick and tough to get around on. They probably got them long cleats in tonight just so they can keep their traction. Well, here's Lamont in the gun again. Three receivers set to the left, one right. He's in a passing situation. Here's Donovan with the
tackle.
And I think Carl
complete to Donovan.
Oh, he's calling him down.
They're calling him down.
Six to the 39.
Ooh, he does pick up six. That's going to bring up second and four. Boy, that suspect there, but that was close.
That was close. That's an Iowa State, Texas thing. You can't think of anything tonight.
Absolutely.
We don't get an instant replay here in the high school, right? So we don't have to worry about it. We're just going to call what the official says.
That's right.
It was pretty close. He hit him and looked like he might have had him down before he lost it. But.
Kind of uncustomary in West Branch, but they are in a passing offense again here. Lamont in the gun. Oh, another fumble. A little miss. Lamont didn't know whether he wanted to hand that off to Gould or not. He held it a little too long, and Gould wanted to take it from him. They pull it ahead for a couple.
Yeah, looks like he's trying to read option there a little bit. And there, it could have been another big turnover play for the defense here. If they stay with it, keep after it, maybe you'll pick one of these, get a defensive turnover here. It would be huge for us there before the half.
Hey, it's third and two. They're calling it third and two from the 41-yard line. 3:47 to go in the second quarter. Lamont under center this time. He moves forward. Quarterback keeper.
That's going to be close.
It's going to be very close. Depends on where they spot this ball.
It looks to me like it's short.
It does appear to be somewhat short from my vantage point, and they are going to call it fourth and about a half yard.
Probably going to see them in the same play if they line up under center again, I would think.
We'll see what the Cobras got set up on a defensive side.
Timeout by West Branch.
Timeout West Branch.
Again, one of you in the punt pass and kick tonight. Chuck Miller, Brett Moore.
That's their third timeout already?
You're going to have a chance to win $1,000.
That's their third timeout already? That is the third timeout West Branch has taken. So with 3:29 to go here in the second quarter, Sigourney Kiara leading 12-6. And I believe West Branch has exhausted their third and final timeout. Folks, there again, the folks that are paying to bring this broadcast to you out there, Town & Country Insurance. Town & Country Insurance for all your insurance needs, whether it's auto, home, farm, or crop insurance. Stop in and see Angie at Town & Country Insurance in Sigourney, Iowa. That's Town & Country Insurance.
Well, if you're the coaching staff of West Branch, what do you do here? You got a fourth down about half a foot at your own 41-and-a-half-yard line.
Man, I don't know. It'd be more interesting, on the side that we're interested on here as a Cobra side, what are we going to do defensively? If they try to sneak that again, are we gonna kind of stack that up like Iowa State did last time against
Yeah, them? There you go. Let's see what we got. They're lining up to go for it.
They are lining up to go for it.
Big snap.
Easy. easy. So that snap to Lamont. Lamont moves forward for about a yard and a half, 2 yards. Caught it off guard a little bit there with a quick snap. That was a smart play. But okay, now you reset your defense here and
yeah,
come back and just play regular defense and see what happens. And it's pretty tough to stop anybody about half a yard anyway.
It is. You know, it's been, I was saying earlier, it's been surprising that West Branch is coming out in so many passing formations, and they are in one again as Lamont is in the gun. He's back to pass this time. He's got a receiver down in Hayes. Hayes completed to Hayes, but not before he picks up about 9 yards. Brought down by Dreyer across midfield to about the 46-yard line. He's going to bring up second down. They are going to get it down, so pick up of about 10 there.
Yeah, Colton was right there on the play. Just kid ran a nice route and stopped right in front of him. And his ball was right on the money there, too. So he did a nice job just holding him to a 10-yard gain, I would say, there on that one.
Lamont, the quarterback, in the gun again. He's back to pass. He rolls to the left. He's got a guy open in Donovan.
Defensive back slip there on the cut there, unfortunately.
Yeah, that was Swearingen out there on the coverage. And he did slip a little bit on coverage, but not before they pick up about 12 yards there. It's going to bring up first and 10 from the 36-yard line. Unfortunate. Isn't that turf's wet?
Yeah, he definitely, it's got to be wet out there. But, yeah, he just, as the receiver cut, he cut and slipped a little bit and gave him the opening to get what he needed.
Lamont again, passing situation again. Here's Lamont's going, goes right out to the flat, but brought down, pick up of about 12, 13 yards, but brought down by Crawford. They're kind of just playing pass catch. We need to get some pressure on that quarterback, Dan.
That's a big key there, too. I think we might have to dial up a blitz here somewhere along the line, and you know, because now they're down in run or pass territory again here now. They kind of got things opened up on us.
They are. Like I said, you know, you can't give that guy all the time in the world. This is kind of what we did at Wilton is we gave him way too much time to pick and choose which receiver he wanted to throw it to. Lamont again, rolling to his left, and he's got a guy open. I believe that was Donovan on the reception. Gain up 2, going to bring up 2nd and 8.
Not much there. He had to go down to the ground to catch that one. So knee touched the turf, and he's down right away.
Yeah, it was a good catch by Donovan to go down and get it and corral that ball, but there weren't going to be any yards after catch on that deal. Just the way it was thrown.
They're definitely spreading things out.
They certainly are. One receiver split left, one right. Lamont in the gun, rolls to his right. He's running. He's going to keep it. There is a penalty marker on the play. I don't see how that could be on the Cobras.
I'm thinking that it looked like they might have held Colton. Colton and Griner came up to make the tackle, and it looked like the receiver grabbed a hold of him. So we'll see what they call.
We'll see what they called there. He did pick up about 10. In fact, it is a hold.
That's definitely what it was, yeah.
The hold was right there at the first down marker. So
yeah,
it's going to bring up, if we take it, you know, obviously it's going to be second down. And
I think the coaching staff will take that one.
Yeah, oh, certainly. It'll bring up 2nd and 10.
Yeah. But Colton did a nice job. He came off the receiver and went over to try and get the quarterback as he's rolling out, and the receiver just grabbed a hold of him.
Right.
So, I mean, he was right there to make the play. And a good thing they called the hold because he had, like you said, a first down if they don't. So.
Yeah, for sure. He was right at that first down marker. Lamont doing a real good job under center for West Branch on this drive.
Yeah, he's reading the defense real well. And hope, like you said, I think we need to dial something up. We had Bird come there on the play before there. Maybe I see he's out here on this side. Maybe he'll come after him again here and see if we can get a little pressure on him.
There again, two receivers split right. Two receivers split left. Lamont in the shotgun again. He's back to pass. He's got one guy wide open in the corner of the end zone. He was wide open. I saw that. I saw that immediately.
Yeah.
We had two receivers going. We had one guy down there, Swearingen. Swearingen picked the wrong guy.
Well, and unfortunately, what happened is Peyton Crawford came in on a blitz. So that left the one guy going out there on the side. And like you said, Swearingen had to pick who he's going to guard. And
he guarded the guy down the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And left the guy out there on the corner, wide open, and it was a well-thrown ball. He crowded.
With
1:04 to go before half. That ties it up, 12-12. Tending on to tip the PAT, and this one is
under touchdown.
It's good. So
with 104 to go. West Branch 13, Sigourney Keogh 12. I've seen a score in less time than this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it can happen pretty easy. Well, we got a dangerous return, man. If they kick back to Colton Griner, I mean, he's one of those kids that can break it at any time. And unfortunately, right now, it looks like extra points is a huge part of this game. And it has to keep points off the board like that.
It has been, Dan. I'll tell you, it's one of those things. You got to make the best of those extra points, because it's on paper, as we said, at the start, these two teams are so similar.
Yeah.
It's going to come right down to the wire, I believe.
And like you said, with two teams that are matched so evenly, it's those little things that are going to be stick out real big at the end of the game. So hopefully we can get that fixed here and, you know, get us some extra points. It looks to me like both offenses are sitting pretty good tonight, and, you know, they're going to be able to score some points, and you want to be able to get that one or two there after you get a six-point score.
And I got to give a shout-out to old Mike Armson. He's down in Shamrock, Texas. My normal color guy, he just sent me a text at 7:38 this evening. Good to hear you're listening in, Micah. Here's a squib kick. Goes through the hands of Berg. Griner does pick it up. He's on the move. But well covered up that time, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, the coverage got down there. Unfortunately, the ball bounced around a lot before Colton could get it. Had enough guys down there to corral him there in the corner. 23-yard line.
So first and 10 from the 20. They're going to set it at 20-yard line, it appears.
Oh, okay.
57 seconds to go.
Yeah, I don't know how risky you want to get here in this back of the end zone here. Maybe you can break a big run here or something and get things going in our direction here.
Yeah, and maybe run something outside, you know, and see that their defense is playing pretty tight. So it's hard to say. Griner in motion here. They're running up the middle, though.
Griner on the carry.
That was Griner on the carry. Pick up of about three. It's going to bring up second and 7.
I expect we're going to use a timeout here.
Timeout Cobras. Three on the play.
Folks, another one of our sponsors, Slumberland Furniture. The prices are small, the savings are huge during the mega sale at Slumberland Furniture. Everything is on sale, plus all recliners and chairs, including Lazy Boys. 2-for-1 low price, as little as $3.99 for two of them. Get any size Sealy mattress sets as low as $99 each when you buy the sets. This is the big one, the mega sale, only at Slumberland Furniture. See hours, directions, and more. Slumberland.com, located off Highway 23, south of heart of Oskaloosa, Heartland Center.
Want to thank you for your time and effort.
We need to give a shout out to the kid alumni living in Iowa City listening into the game. Hey, guys. Not sure who's listening in from Iowa City, but we love increasing the listener share here on KIIC.8.
Oh, yeah. It's always nice to get some more people in here listening to what we got going on here. And like you said, that's K game, and it's been a good one here. Amos here to start this thing off. It's been a wonderful game.
I'll tell you what, you wanted to see a good football game, Class 1A football game, this is the place to be in the state of Iowa tonight. Here's Griner again, around the right side. He had a little bit of running room. He did have enough. He picked up enough for the first down.
I want to hurry things up here a little bit now.
They sure are. 46 seconds to go, first and 10 on the 31-yard line.
They can't spend much time in the huddle here. They're going to start the clock here, so they got to get going.
Cobras under center. This time it appears to be Saren, the ball carrier, around the right side. It was, in fact, Nate picked up about two. 33-yard line.
Timeout.
Bring it to second and 8 from the 33. Timeout, Cobras.
Yeah, well, we're doing a nice job of moving the ball here up the field. I don't know. Without breaking a big play here, it's going to be pretty tough to move it the rest of the way here with only 30 seconds left, but... Like I said, you're right. You need a big play here.
You're right. You know, we go back to that pass play where they took it in their the last touchdown, and you know, just a gamble we took defensively that left Donovan open there, and that's the difference in the ball game, is that one made extra points.
Well, I think both you and I agree we had to do something defensively, though, to try and to get the quarterback off his rhythm. And unfortunately, they had a good play called to go that direction, and they hit the receiver in stride. And
yeah,
we'll make some adjustments at halftime, I'm sure, on that passing game. And they'll come out the second half and hopefully shut that down a little bit, because that's really the only thing that's really hurt us right now is their passing game.
Yeah, their running game has not given us too many fits tonight, but the passing game has certainly done that. You know, on the drive up, I was talking to my wife, and she had talked to Colton Griner, and she had mentioned that, hey, these guys are more of a passing team. And I said, well, on paper, you know, they run more than they pass, but they have shown that they do pass a lot, and are very efficient at it.
Oh, looks like we got a dead ball. Oh, that's unfortunate. We had a wide open receiver downfield.
Well, throwing ball by Gretter, and Weber corrals that thing right at the...
Looks like we just had a false start, though.
False start to call.
There we go. You give me one job, and I'm on it.
I tell you what, this damn stout. Mike, if you're still out there listening, he's good on these penalty markers.
Yeah, you give me one job, and I've got all three of them so far.
We haven't seen a lot of penalty markers tonight. Pretty well played game.
Yeah, I'd say that's a tribute to your coaching staff. You know, when you get kids to come out and play well and don't get penalties, and that means they're well coached and they listen to what their coaches want them to do, and they execute it on the field.
That's right. Sigourney in the single with Sigourney Kidd in the single wing. Gretter throws her up.
Oh.
Ooh, dangerous pass.
That's double coverage.
Throws into double, maybe even close to triple coverage there to instead of receiver Turco.
There were more black shirts there than white.
22 seconds to go before half. Sigourney Kidd 12, West Branch 13.
Now you got a decision to make here, what you want to do offensively. They're out of timeout. 22 seconds left. What do you – I don't even know what you dial up here.
That's a good point. You know, you don't want to give them the ball
necessarily
either.
Or have to punt, you know. I just want to run it out and go to the halftime where you're at and regroup here a little bit.
I think so. I think so, Dan. I think that's what you got to do, see what you can get now. Granter in motion. Here's Granter. Granter with that. And there is a penalty on the play.
Come out over. It looked like a holding call maybe up the middle. Yeah.
You give Coach Stout one job, and I'll tell you, he's on that thing like you can't believe it, in fact, was a holding call. So that's going to back the covers up 10 yards.
But that's had a nice run. I mean,
nice run by Blaine there. He got out to the right side there and got some running room, and he had enough for the first down. But it is going to move him back, bring him about third down and 14.
20.
Well, okay.
21.
Who was watching the down marker fella from across the field, and it was at 3rd and 13, but it is 3rd and 20 from the 20-yard line. Clock is running. So this will be the last play of the half. And here appears to be...
Oh, he might have put it on the turf. Oh, no, gave him the ball.
Recovered by the Bears.
3.3 seconds to go. Oh, goodness.
3.3
seconds. Not sure who the ball carrier was.
I couldn't tell either who was running it. They just went right up the gut. I was, like you said, just trying to run the clock out. And looks to me like maybe we should have taken a knee, but as in hindsight, hopefully defense can get a stop because you know they're going to throw in the end zone.
You certainly. You know, so this could be a dagger right here.
Oh, yeah. You got to get a big defensive stop now.
We certainly don't want to do any stunning right now. I think just play good pass coverage. And keep these guys out of the end zone. So with 3.3 seconds to go before half.
I've watched the left side of the field.
West Branch takes over from the 21-yard line. Here's Lamont, back to pass. He's got all the time in the world. He's got a guy open. And it sure is.
I believe he hit stop.
Good.
Just what we did not need right before half. 3.3 seconds, he throws a pass.
It was a perfectly thrown ball. Our defensive back jumped in there and just missed hitting it out of his hands. But that's an unfortunate turn of events there.
Absolutely. You mentioned that. I mean, it's just one of those things. Kendon on to a tip PAT. Kick is up, and it is. So if time expires at half. West Branch leads. Sigourney Kidd 20-12.
and have fun. That's what it all boils down to, and that's what we need to do here in the second half as we're getting ready to kick off. Extremely important. We are ready. They've got the clock set. It appears that Donovan has set the kick off to the Cobras. Colton Griner back deep, standing on his 5-yard line. It is a swift kick. It is taken by Griner by at about the 15. He moves up across the 20 to the 25, up to the 30, and brought down at around the 34-yard line. So good starting position for the Cobras, Dan.
Yeah, a good return there. Had some nice blocks going up the sideline, and like I said, we just need to hopefully have the same offense that we had in the first half. Basically, all you got to do.
Really don't need to come out with any urgency here. It's a matter of running our offense and playing our game. And if they do that like they did the first couple three drives they put together there in the first half, we'll be all right.
Yes, exactly.
They are setting that single wing. Griner at that wing back position on the left side. Gretter in the backfield with Saren. Here's direct snap to Saren. Saren's got great running room, but then met immediately by Gould. Pick up of about four. That will bring up second down and six.
Got a good start there. We got positive yardage with Saren there running the ball up the middle. And of course, like you said, Gould met him right there in the hole there on that play.
Stuck him pretty hard. Stuck it. So it is second down and six from the here about the 36-yard line in that single wing. Your direct snap. I think Saren again over the right side. Pick up about two. That will bring up third and five. Let's call it third and six from the 39-yard line.
Yeah. SK's coming out just trying to, again, pound it right up the gut here and see if they can establish the line again and get things going up in their direction. And, you know, we got third down and four. This will be a big play here to start the second half.
Striggle checks into the game. Out goes Gage Griner. So we'll see what they've got up their sleeve here on third and four from the 39-yard line. First possession of the second half. Griner in motion. Griner's got the ball. He's got some running room. He moves forward. He's got the first down, Coach Stout.
Yeah, that was a nice, again, misdirection and change of speed coming around, and he's quick. I tell you what, he gets going north and south on this field. He's got a chance to break it every time he touches the ball. And that was a good run there, and they made a nice play in the secondary to stop him after he gets the first down.
So first and 10, ball sits on the 39-yard line of the Cobras. Cobras break huddle. Still dry here in West Branch. No rain yet to this point.
Yeah, I think we're going to get through the night without any, hopefully.
Here's a direct snap to Nate Saren right up the middle off the left side. Good run.
Good run. The line did a nice job getting a push there. Push them guys backwards. And you can see that right now. If, you know, things look like these kids are coming out and they're ready to go here. They're pushing the ball down the field, and we're at our strength right now, running the ball up the middle and going at them.
Absolutely. That brings up second down and four from the 49-yard line. Good drive put together to this point. Cobras break huddle again. Saren in the backfield along with Gretter. Griner split out on the left side in that wing back position. Here's Gretter back to pass. He's got a guy open in Griner. Not a big gain, but maybe a pickup of two.
Positive yardage, so that's always good. And again, you got to keep them off balance here a little bit. I think it's a little closer than what the yardage guy has it.
I think you're right.
He's got the ball. He's got it marked back at the 50. And that, oh, there he's moving it. It's pretty close. The refs are still looking at it.
Timeout. Yeah, they're going to actually take timeout. This thing was dangerously close to a first down. So they're going to come all the way across the field to take a measurement to see how close this one is. It's very close. We won't be able to see from our vantage point. But we will look for...
I got to look at it. I'm going to call the first down.
He is signaling first down.
On top of it.
Micah, this is what you got to live up to. If they're listening, this is what you got to live. This guy's got eagle eyes, man.
I was lucky. I had the lineman on the sideline for West Branch just got out of my way enough as he stretched the chain out. Nice pass play, though. I mean, it opens things up for us. It was a good pass out to Colton Griner and first down.
Yep.
In West Branch territory.
Griner now lines up on that right side. Meets Saren in the backfield.
along with Gretter. Griner in motion. Here's Striggle up the middle. Nice positive yardage for Striggle. He carries that thing about 10, 11, 12 yards possibly. They're going to move the chains again.
The 32-yard line of left branch.
Again, just another wrinkle in the single-lane offense right there, right up the gut. Absolutely. You know, it's tough for me to see those numbers, folks, so I apologize. That was Cole Striggle. He carried that for a 14-yard gainer right there. It's first and 10 on the 32-yard line for the Cobras. So nice drive they got put together here. In the backfield, I believe this time is Gretter and Sears. Griner split out on that left side. Oh, here's Striggle with the pass.
That is really
Striggle's
different.
Pass. Intended for number 13.
Yeah, Striggle's pass was intended for Weber.
He was well covered, though. It wasn't going to be a big gain if he did catch it, but he was well covered. But, again, they just I give SK a lot of credit. They keep moving different guys in different spots, and so far it's working real well for us. But now you got to get some positive yards on this play.
You do, Dan. This is one of those plays, second 10. They've got to come up somewhere big. When you pull out that pass play with first and 10, you've got to come up with something big here on second down and 10. There's Griner in motion. Griner with the handoff. He is stopped in the backfield, but then keeps moving forward. Picks up about 2, maybe 3 yards. He's going to bring up a long 3rd and 7.
Yeah, unfortunately, he got grabbed in the backfield there and kind of slowed his momentum down. Otherwise, he might have had a little bit bigger. But he still manufactured 4 or 5 yards out of that play, so... Again, positive yards at the 28-yard line, and I don't know, we've said it a couple, three times here, another big play.
Yeah, another big play. He actually did get 4 yards on that play. It is extremely tough to see from our vantage point right here. They're moving from the south to the north end zone. Griner in motion this time. Griner with the keeper up the middle.
Griner on the
carry. Back.
It'll be a little short, I think.
We have a... Picked up maybe 2, maybe possibly 3 on that deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it's about a 4th down and 5.
4th and 5 for the Cobras.
And you're in no man's land here. The 27-yard line, probably out of field goal range.
I think so.
And you're not going to punt it, so looks like you're going to go for it. You wouldn't gain much on a punt, so you might as well go for it.
This is where the determination comes into play here. So, as I said, you and I have talked about, we've got a lot of dangerous people in the backfield.
Yep, I would expect either Searin or Griner to carry this one.
Yep, we got Searin, Gretter, and Griner in the backfield. Griner in motion this time. It looks to me like it's Searin moving forward.
Carry.
And good positive.
It
looks like they stuffed him there, but you're about a yard short, unfortunately.
Going to come about a yard short now. It's defensive time. They need to put something together here, Dan.
Yeah, they've got them kind of backed up here. High school team starting at the 25-yard line. I mean, that's kind of what you want is the defense. So that's where we're going to have to come out here and make a play and see what happens. But it looks like they're spreading things out again.
Yeah, they've got 3 receivers split to the right, 1 left. I mean, they are wide.
We need to get some guys over here to guard them.
Yeah, we certainly do. And here's Lamont with the pitch. See, they spread that thing out. Lamont with a pitch to Gould with a nice gain. He picked up about 17 on that play.
Unfortunately, our defense is a little out of whack there on that one. They had guys running to the left, and they ran the ball to the – or we had guys coming to our left, and they ran the ball the other way. So
that's right.
They have to get things fixed up here pretty quick.
We certainly do. We got to get this figured out because they come out when that double receiver set for the – to the right again. Lamont in the backfield. Lamont with the keeper with the pitch then over to Gould. That's Lenock, the freshman. Another pickup of about 10. Net by Horace.
Yeah, the defensive end did a good job there of getting the quarterback, but he made a good pitch out there, and the running back made a nice 10-yard run.
Yeah, good read there by Lamont to pitch that ball out to Lenock. And Lenock, I believe he's just a freshman. He'll be reckoned with.
Yeah, he's a nice football player.
Nice player.
Here they got the trips again on this side.
Lamont in the gun. Lamont does that pitch again. This time, I believe that's Gould on the carry. He picked up about 12. But there is a flag on the play.
And I'm not going to call this because I didn't see it, but it looks like it's back there where it could be a hold again.
Very possible. location of that flag.
It is.
Block in the back.
It is a block in the back. That where is that marker located, Dan? I don't.
Right on the 40-yard line over there on the other side.
I got
So I should take it back there. That's a 15-yarder, I think, isn't it?
I think so. We'll see what they mark off. Now, these listeners are going to think I don't know the rules very well.
Well, I'm not as completely up on them, but
I think about blocking the back is, in fact, 15
we're going
yarder.
Back 15 yards.
So that's going to bring up first down in
10 yards. Yeah, back is about 50-yard line.
Yeah, so that brings up about first and 16 from the 44-yard line of West Branch. So nice break there for the Cobras.
Yeah, our ends are doing a nice job of containing the quarterback. Now we've got to get a guy out on the running back here as he comes around there. Cause that's now they've made a couple nice adjustments, too, and we're going to have to counter that.
Yeah, Griner and Horace up on these split outs here on the right side. The give is up the middle this time.
That's a good defensive stand there.
You know what they're doing? They're splitting those guys out, and it's making our guys kind of guess. What are they going to do? They're going to throw this. They kind of set that up, you know, in the first half.
Yeah.
And we don't know whether they're going to pass because they've proven to the Cobras that they can pass.
And now they get to go back to their bread and butter a little bit and run the ball. So.
Absolutely. You know, last year that's what beat us was their running game.
Yep.
A little different style team this year than what we saw last year. They come out in that same two receivers set to the right, one receiver to the left. Looks like Hayes and Donovan split over here to the right side. Crawford and Griner up to defend that. Lamont is back. Picked off by Clint Weber, and he's going to take it to the house, boys.
They called him down at the one.
They called him down at the one.
Down at the one.
That's a big play, then, Coach.
Pressure is what we got there on that play.
We got pressure
we
on the
two guys in the backfield, yep. That was an excellent defensive pressure. I didn't see who they were, but it had two guys around him. He threw it early, and Weber just stepped in and made a nice play.
We needed that. They came at an opportune time.
Yes, that
we
was huge.
We got pressure on that quarterback, like you said. He had to make a quick decision. Weber stepped in front of that ball. I thought he was going to take it.
Well, your speed or your running back was able to run him down. But, yeah, we got excellent position now. We're at the two-yard line looking to go in.
Now it's time to punch this in.
Yep.
You know, that'll even that deal up. That's what we need to do. We need to punch this thing in. So we got first and goal from the two-yard line. Griner in motion. Here's Striggle.
Well, they cuffed that one.
Looks like they covered that one up pretty good. Striggle pulled down for no gain.
He's a big, strong kid, but, yeah, they had two, three guys there right there ready to stop him on that play. So.
Yeah, they're going to have to get a little creative on this deal. If they're, you know, that West Branch defense is stout. They are not letting much happen when it gets down there in the red zone, especially right down here that close.
I'll try to get one of our speed guys out on the outside edge here a little bit and see if we can punch this thing in there, Searing or Griner.
Coach Matier's probably made the call down to the sideline saying, get it into the hands of one of these speedy backs. And it is, in fact, Griner.
Griner on the carry.
Give a push,
no
boys.
No signal yet.
Just short of the goal line.
They just stopped just short, according to the announcer.
Right on the yard line.
Okay. So that's going to bring up third down and goal from the 2-yard line. So we need a big play here, Coach.
Yeah, we're in fourth down territory, obviously, but
this one would
be nice to get in on the third.
It's one of them deals where I'm pacing back and forth.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Good thing Joe Millage is giving me a lot of cord because I am pacing right now. We need this puppy. It's got to be in. If they don't call this a touchdown, I'm...
He got
her up that...
Wayne Greder did a nice job leading him in there, and Searing followed right up behind him, and they powered right in there. That was excellent.
I was headed on the field myself when he just put his hand up on that field.
Well, they took a while from the outside edge to come in, but they want to make sure they're across the line, and I had a big two-point conversion here.
There again, you know, Nate, with that style of running that he runs, I love it. And those are the types of things when you're talking to young people like your son, JD, my son, Luke, run with those pads low. It makes you a lot
lower
of
attack. The guy that lowers, usually the guy's going to win the battle.
Cobras are going to take a timeout, think this one over, and try to get the right play. They're going to go for two with 3:46 to go here in the third quarter. Sigourney Kidd, 18, West Branch, 20.
Cobras on point to attempt the two-point conversion.
Well, we called it at halftime. We said the defense needed to make a play, and they did here to start the middle of the third quarter. Well, actually getting down to the end of the third quarter here now with 3.5 left, but they came up with a huge play as a defensive stop with the interception and turned it down there and gave the offense exactly what they needed. And like you said, now it's down to these extra points, and, we talked about that earlier, too. Those are huge, and hopefully we can punch this thing in there. The coaches called timeout here. Obviously the coaches know how big of a play this is also here, and trying to get these 2 points here on the board and see if we can get this thing tied up. But you got to give all the credit right there to the defense. I mean, they came up with a huge play. Two guys blitz quarterback, and Weber was able to get the pick and take it back to the 2-yard line.
Big play. Big play right there. I'll tell you what, next week on my pregame synopsis, that's going to be a play. Win or lose.
Yeah.
That's going to be one that I'm going to talk about because that was a huge play by Weber to pick that ball.
And I believe that evens up the turnovers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it does. That turnover right there at halftime that we gave up.
Yeah.
Just an unfortunate situation, and they capitalized. They're a great team. So here the Cobras come. 2-point conversion. In that single wing, they got Griner in the set. Oh, Griner running to the outside. Oh, he's not moving. They do stop him short.
That's a good play, though. I mean, we put the ball in there. Probably our best skill position player, and you just want to see if he can get it in there. And
absolutely.
Made a nice play on defense.
Absolutely. You got to put it in the hands of a senior.
Yep.
The guy that's been there before, they put it in Colton Griner's hands. Comes up just about a yard short.
Yeah, it's, like I said, they made a nice defensive play. We just didn't quite get a block on that kid. And Colton's always going to run hard, so he gives you a chance to get in the end zone every time. And right back in it now. I mean, 2018 here. Now you just come out. Now you just hope your defense can still stand with exactly what they did on the last possession.
I'm really happy with how the offense, the defense came out, made a statement there with that interception. Now it's a matter of taking care of business one more time, get it back into the hands of the offense, and see what we can do. Gould stands back deep on about his 10-yard line. Kirko sets the kick off. Here's the kick.
They're going to kick it away from him.
They kick it away from Gould. It's taken by...
Oh, nice hit.
Chapman.
Chapman on the return.
Taken by Chapman.
Spotted around the 32.
Pick up of about 10 on that return. Spotted at the 32-yard line, according to the announcer.
Good hit. So Bender, Lane Bender?
Lane Boonder.
Boonder.
Down
there.
Make that
nice
hit.
Nice hit. He did a nice job of covering down there. Hustled down there, got him at the 32-yard line.
So far, folks, still dry here in West Branch, Iowa. Home of Herbert Hoover.
Oh, yeah. We drove right by when I came in tonight.
Not too many people can say they're watching a football game in the hometown of the only president out of the state of Iowa. Here's Lamont. Back to pass. Well, covered downfield.
There you go.
One away. I think, by golly, they may. I think the coaches talked a little bit of pass defense during halftime game.
We had every receiver covered on that route there. They had three guys out here, and Griner had his, Horace has his, Berg had his, and he had to throw the ball to bounds.
Well covered. Still, very dangerous the way they set that up.
Yeah.
They set that double receiver set on one side or the other with a single receiver. They're opening that field up for their option play.
Yeah.
And some of those fullback dives right up the middle.
Yeah, they're putting three receivers out on about every possession.
Yep. All right. Okay, we're back. Lamont still in that gun, two receiver set. Lamont back to pass. Good pressure. Pass caught out on the flats.
I think he's a little short.
He is going to
come up a little short on that. Good defensive play.
very good defensive play. It's going to bring us fourth and short for the Bears.
Oh.
They got to take a timeout for measurement here. Nice defensive
there. In fact, Horace was out there again on the defensive side of the ball, and receiver caught it, and he was right there.
Absolutely.
I can't see that one. Looks like it's going to be about an inch short or two. Oh, they gave it to him.
They're going to give it to him. So that is a first and 10 for the Bears of West Branch. First and 10 from their own 40-yard line.
Unfortunately, we're the only two over here on this side, hoping it was short.
Yeah, we're among a plethora of West Branch people, but this is where they put us.
Oh, yeah, we'll take it.
As I said at the start of the broadcast, we're doing Tim Hadley style right out here in the elements. I'm along here with Coach Dan Stout on the color side. Here's Lamont, back to pass, rolls to the right. He's got some running room. Pursued, though, and finally brought out of bounds by Horace Good.
I think it is. I don't think the West Branch people and the coaches don't like it, but he hit him right on the sideline. Horace pushed him out, and otherwise that game could turn it up and head down the field.
Absolutely. This is a game of football. I mean, you're going to have to expect some hits, and he's hitting within the boundary there. So it brings up second down and 7 from right around the 45-yard line. Oh, here's Gould. Gould's cutting it back. Oh, he's got some open running room. And finally brought down by Graner. But not before. He goes left, cuts it back to the right. He had nothing to the left.
Yeah.
Cuts it back across the green to the right. Picks up about 13 yards there.
Yeah, and thankfully Colton was able to get off his block out here and make that tackle around his ankles. Otherwise, we might be looking at 6 more points.
Yeah, he did a good job of making that runner. I believe that was Gould making that runner cut back in, and that allowed our defense to come back in there and slow him down. 2 receivers left. 1 right. Oh, my goodness. Here's Horace.
Kevin Lennox.
That's that freshman, Luke Lennox. Just a straight route that was run down the middle. We didn't have anybody on coverage there. He comes out of the backfield.
Yeah, they lined everybody up. They had no running backs, and our guys, we didn't adjust quick enough. And like you said, they hit him on a 2-yard pass, and they had a 32-yard gain after.
Yeah. Good play by Horace, though, to save him from getting into pay dirt there.
Yeah, we need a defensive stand right now.
So we got first and goal from the 3 for West Branch. Folks, it's with 1:41 to go. It's West Branch 20, Sigourney Kidd 18. Here's Lamont under center. The give to Lamont.
He stopped
short of the goal line. Good defensive stand there, Coach.
Yeah, Horace come up there from the safety spot and made a stop. I mean, you're in the goal line defense right now, and you're just hoping that you can get a couple more stops here. It wasn't down to the 1-yard line.
Yep. Second goal from the 1.
I think you're going to see a lot of power running here.
Yeah, they're probably going to have to pack it in. The Cobra's going to have to pack it in a little bit to try to keep them out. You know, they did that quarterback sweep or sneak, you know, in the first half.
Yeah.
So they were able to pretty much get whatever they wanted. Here's Lamont under center.
Oh, good hit, but here in the end.
Lamont, a right off right side. Just gets across the goal line for the score. So with 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter, West Branch takes a 26-18 lead over the Cobras. In the third quarter, West Branch leads 26, Cobras 18. Kendon on for the PAT, kick is up and good. 27-18.
Unfortunately for us, that was a good drive for them. That was unfortunate for our defense. They did a lot of nice things there coming down the field, and they responded well to the turnover they had on the last possession. And I guess, you know, that's like we talked about, is two teams are well evenly matched. That's what you want out of a ball club, is you want to be able to match. When you turn the ball over, you want to be able to come back and make a play, and West Branch did that. Now it's Singer Nikiota's turn.
It's our turn to show them what we got on the offensive side of the ball, and we've been pretty impressive offensively all night long. You know, so if we can continue to mount drives like we have all year or all night long, we should be in okay shape. We're not out of this.
No. Oh, no. 9-point deficit. We can definitely come back from that, but we are going to have to get a drive here put together. You know, I think here this is going to probably take us into the fourth quarter here. There's only 52 seconds left. We're going to have to put something together here coming down the field.
Absolutely. Donovan set to kick off for the Bears. Reiner back deep, standing on his 5-yard line for the Cobras. Kick. It is a squib kick. That is taken, I believe, by Sharon. Sharon, with good positive yardage, moves it up across the 30 to about the 35-yard line. So the Cobras will start right about the 35-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, good field position to start with. Nate Sharon did a good job of getting the squib kick and getting the positive yard. That's when your offense has got to come out and really, you know, continue what we've been doing really all game. You know, keep pounding it and keep going and get down the field.
That's right. You know, the offense, like I said, we haven't had a problem with the offense tonight. It's just a matter of stopping West Branch when we are on defense. So we'll see what the single wing can produce here on this drive. Greiner in motion. Greiner with the keeper up the middle. Not much going. Maybe a yard, possibly two. That will bring up second down and 8. Right around the 36, 37-yard line. Not much going up the center right there, Dan.
No, really the only one that's had a lot of success going up the middle has been Striegel, it seems like, tonight. And, you know, so that's something hopefully maybe they will come back to here a little bit as we get down here into the fourth quarter as the time's running out here in the third quarter.
Yeah, West Branch defense has really gotten tight here as of late. Here's Greiner with the carry. Nice spin move. Oh, he got loose. Oh, but there's penalty
flag in the middle.
Greiner picked up enough for the first down. However, there is a penalty marker, and Dan, I put you on that duty all night long.
I never thought. I'm hoping maybe they call something on the defense here, but I think it's probably going to be in the offense. Oh, it is a pass. So I was hoping that was because Colton made that spin, and that defensive guy reached in there. So that's leaves a good opportunity for that to happen.
You know what? I couldn't see that, Dan, but I'll tell you what. That's going to be another 15 yards. I don't know if it was a flagrant.
He's going 15. He went first to left.
So that is big for the Cobras right here.
That's an excellent run by Colton Greiner. He got in the middle of the thing. He made a nice spin, and the kid reached out to try and tackle him and just got hold of the face mask, didn't let go. And now we're in positive yards with 4 seconds left in the third quarter.
4 seconds, 4 seconds to go.
They're 38.
Leads 27-18. We're on the 38-yard line. First and 10.
That'll do it.
That ends the third quarter, folks.
I don't know what the flag is, though.
I'm not sure.
This one I can't call because the time ran out on the clock.
False start.
Oh, shoot.
That's a tough one. That's called from the guy from behind. That's a tough one because there's no time left on the clock.
That certainly is.
I think if I was Coach Jensen, I'd ask about that one a little bit. Oh, going to run an untimed play then. Coach Jensen's out there wondering what's going on.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he did. He came off the sideline and he asked a few questions.
I don't know how you can call that with no time on the clock.
Yeah, no time on the clock, but there will be one more play here to be run in the third quarter. They split Kirkcove out wide, wide right, Weber wide left. Here's Brenner with the carry, big opening. But it closes quickly.
He's still alive.
Oh, nice run by Colton Greiner. He was stopped.
Yeah.
Kept those feet moving. Kept those legs moving, which is what everybody, every coach coaches you to do is keep those legs moving. And he ends up picking up, a good
10 yards. Good 10 yards.
There you go. 10, 11 yards on that play.
Well, like you talked about earlier with the way Nate Sixon runs. Colton's so low to the ground already as he's running, it doesn't take him much to get his pads down there. And the kid's strong. I mean, the kid had him tackled in the backfield, and he broke through and, like you said, picked up another 11 yards. And now we got a drive going here.
We're putting a pretty good drive together, no doubt about it. We are at the start of the fourth quarter. There's 12 minutes of ball to play yet, folks. Sigourney, Kyoto trails. 27-18 to West Branch. Here in the Little Rose Bowl in West Branch, Iowa, the weather has cooperated all night long. I brought this tent out due to the fact that I wasn't going to have a spot in the press box. And I'll tell you what, we got all kinds of West Branch folks gathering around us. They're just happy to see us.
Hey, you wouldn't want to be in any other situation. I wouldn't even want to be in that press box tonight. Such a beautiful night tonight. And
I'll tell you what, I think that we did get the better end of the stick here.
Yeah, we're sitting out here in the weather. The wind's blowing just a little bit, not much, but SK right now is driving. They're down to the, looks like the 32-yard line, and, you know, we're really putting a nice drive together here to respond to the touchdown the West Branch just had. And that's what we kind of talked about a little bit ago, that's what we really need to do. And it was aided by a nice personal foul penalty, but that's why you run the ball and the way you're playing. Colton Griner is really, yeah, I tell you what, that kid's really running the ball right now. He's saying, give me the ball, and I'm going to run it for you, boys.
Yeah, that's one of those.
We'll see a lot of that here this fourth quarter.
That's one of those things about that senior leadership, you know, with Luke Lyle going down, he and Colton have played a lot of ball the last 3 years, and that is unfortunate for Luke, but Colton kind of knows this is kind of his team. He, Derek, and Luke's team, Tucker Fowler, and those seniors.
And there you talk about another senior right there. We got Derek Bird coming around as the wing back. Now with Colton in the backfield, and he got his 3 yards there. That's real close. I think you could probably see a measurement, but they're not calling it out.
They're not going to measure this.
They're going third one.
It's actually third and less than
about 2 inches.
About 2 inches, but we'll see what the Cobras got up their sleeve here. Here's the direction out to Colton Griner. Oh, Colton's in. Oh, he's in the back. Oh, he's moving forward now.
He's very, very close to the
down marker. Where he started, though, it could have been disastrous.
Yeah, he ran a lot east and west rather than north and south, but he did. He turned it up hard, and like we talked about all night, he hit the hole hard.
I got a feeling they're going to call this one a first down.
First down. Hey, they do. Good eye here. Good eye.
They do signal first down. You know, Colton ran about 5-6 yards back in the backfield.
Yeah.
But then cut it up, and he had a lot of momentum going, and it's pretty tough for one guy to bring him down.
Yeah. Oh, I'd agree with that one, too. I thought maybe we'd see something straight up the gut, but it ended up working out good for us. We only needed 2 inches, and I think we got three. So,
you know, credit to West Branch, though. Their defense has been extremely stingy this second half.
Oh, now we're spreading it out.
We are, in fact, spreading it out. Redder in the backfield, in the gun. Quick pass, quick toss over to Griner. Griner moving forward. He's still moving forward.
Redder to Griner.
He picked up about 7. He's going to bring up second down and probably about 3.
Good play call. I mean, right now it's obvious they want to get Griner the ball, and they're doing everything they can. That was just a quick little screen pass to him on a little flanker screen, and he like you said, picked up 8 yards, and right now he's your playmaker, so you keep giving him the ball every opportunity you can.
He certainly is. Hey, we want to welcome all our listeners that are, I think we've come on online there on 96.7 KIIC Radio. Welcome to all those from other communities. This is Sigourney Kyoto against West Branch. Here's a handoff to Berg. Berg's got good running room. He carries it across the 20, down to about the 15-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down.
I believe so, yeah. Yep, another first down, and we're mixing it up real well right now. We got the wing back running. We got Colton Griner running. We threw a pass in there, and right now we got West Branch back on their heels just a little bit here as we're trying to drive down there and get a score to close this gap as we're down 27-18.
Now, we've talked a lot about West Branch defense here in the second half. They have been extremely stingy, but the Cobras are moving the ball well. Griner in motion. Here's Greger with the move. Oh, Greger!
And that was a big tribute to them watching Colton. As he faked the handoff to Colton, the middle just opened up.
Absolutely. And you know what? We haven't seen that play call all night long. You know, Lyle. When Lyle is in play and spin back, we run that play quite consistently.
Yeah, yeah. So a good play called by the coaching staff. You know, they saw that we were getting things opened up, and the 10-minute mark, we close it to 27-24, going for two.
This is a big here. You know, we have not been fortunate enough to convert on second on two pass.
Jump
first
pass. There you go.
And we got it. That was Weber on that two-point conversion. So, folks, with 10 minutes to go in this one, it is Sigourney Kyoto 26, West Branch 27.
I've been watching the SK games for many years now, and the jump pass is a staple of the offense, and it works. It seems like once a game, and there they got it for 2 points.
I'll tell you what, we didn't pull it out the first 3 times we tried it tonight. But folks, if you're just tuning into us, We have missed on every extra point conversion tonight. Yeah. We've tried for two twice, and our first extra point PAT was off the mark. So that is the first one we've been able to convert on, and that pulls us within one of West Branch here at the Little Rose Bowl in West Branch. And I'll tell you, they know how to get after it out
here. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, there's a lot of people. That K side is excited over there. The West Branch kids are jumping around everywhere. There's people sitting around the whole stadium. And I tell you what, you can't ask for any better atmosphere for a high school football game. And
I'll tell you what, Gary Dolphin and it might not be one this exciting.
Nope, there's nothing better than this right now. They got kids and everybody's excited, and we're going in for a heck of a finish here, it looks like to me, as Liberty Keota closes the gap to 26-27, and we're kicking off with 10 minutes to play.
Kirko set the kick off. Kirko with a kick, a deep kick, taking it to 20 by, I believe that's Lennox. So he's got some running room. He's out across the 35 to the 40. Brought down at the 42 by Kirko, the kicker. So first and 10, I'll tell you what, Dano, we've got to stiffen the old defense up here.
I was just thinking that myself here. I think right now both teams have one turnover. Both ended up in points scored as West Branch got theirs right at the end of the half, and we got ours on an interception return there. And, boy, it'd be no better time than right now to see another one.
We said at the start of the broadcast, this is one on paper that we thought would be close. Here's Lamont back to pass. He's chased. He's got his receiver in Hayes.
Hayes
pulls that one in.
Drop it. No catch.
Oh, no catch.
The guy from the backside said no catch. Must have hit the turf.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We are on the far side of the field. We're over here on press box side, and we are not in the press box.
No, that was all the way across the field from us. It was tough to see. I couldn't see it. The official from the backside come in, said it hit the ground, so we'll take it. A second and 10.
Hey, well covered by the Cobras there.
Yeah.
They pulled Griner out on that coverage. Lamont. Back in the gun again. Back to pass again. Good. Good penetration by that defense.
Caught
by Barnes. Pass complete to Barnes. Pick up of about 7.
They're calling it. Knock him out of bounds there. And
bring up third down for the Bears of West Branch. Still, they got three receivers split over to the right side. Donovan split over here to the left. Lamont in the gun.
There are with Hart, hopefully.
Flag on the play.
That's about the only thing you can call is a false start there.
Oh, they're gonna call offside.
Preliminary signal. Encroachment.
Wow. Encroachment against the Cobras. So that's going to give them 5 yards and a first down. I don't know. Somebody may have lined up. From our vantage point, we can't tell, but somebody might have lined up with their helmet just a little over the stripes.
Which I guess that's a little different than the next level where you run the play anyway.
Yeah, so that brings up first and 10 for the Bears from their from the Cobra 44-yard line, 9:13 to go, 27-26. West Branch leading. Here's Lamont with the
his pass complete.
Over to Donovan. 14-yard gain, as you can probably hear over the loudspeaker. They're just kind of picking us apart. It's kind of like pass catch here. We've got to get back to putting pressure on that quarterback, James.
Yeah, somebody's got to come from the edges. They're letting him roll out every time. He rolls left or rolls right on every possession.
They're spreading it out again.
Got five receivers out there.
Nobody in the backfield. Lamont definitely in a passing situation. So the Cobras, Lamont with the keeper up the middle.
Lamont on the carry.
Well, disguised play there.
That was run all the way. That's the kind of stuff you see on Sunday afternoons, you know, Dan.
Well, that, like you said earlier, their pass game has really opened that up for them right now, because now we're playing the pass and they can open it up right there. You'll put five receivers out and let the guy run right up the middle for 7 yards.
Yep, that brings up second and 4 from the 24-yard line. 8:19 to go here in the game. Lamont. Oh, with the pitch out to Lennox. Lennox got some ready. Oh, that's cool. Gould goes off left side. They're kind of having their way with our defense right now. This is kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. We had guys out on the outside edge, and he kid made a heck of a good cutback and got inside and picked up 13 yards.
So it's first and 10 from the 11-yard line. 8:06 to go in the ball game. Cobras trail, West Branch, 26-27. There again, two receivers split left, two receivers split right. Lamont in the gun. Lamont back to pass. He's got a guy open in the corner of the end zone, and it's a touchdown. Touchdown, West Branch. Well-designed play.
Yeah, same play they ran to the left earlier in the game, though. You remember they ran that one for about 47 yards? Little receiver ran out to the running back, ran out to the right, and did a little out and up and beat our linebacker there. And then that quarterback, he just put it right on the money.
I tell you what, he's been a very proficient passer tonight. Lamont's he's a senior. He's pretty proficient. Ending on to attempt the extra point, and the extra point is good. 7:45 to go in this one. West Branch lead 34-26 over Sigourney Kyoto. Well, we're going to have to. We're not running out of time. We're not in desperation yet, Dan. But you know what? We're going to have to put a pretty good drive together, and we're going to have to do it in fairly quick fashion.
Well, and the nice thing, I guess, Amos, and when I look up the scoreboard, it's an 8-point game. I mean, it's one possession. I mean, you get down there, you can score, get a 2-point conversion, you're right in there, and I guess that's, you know, right now, that's what the only thing, the way these two offenses are going, that's the only thing you can expect here.
I'll tell you what, looking at it from a coach's perspective, that's exactly right. You know, by no way are the Cobras out of this game, but they're going to have to execute and put a hell of a drive together here in the next 7 minutes and 45.
Well, yeah, and the way both offenses are playing, you kind of expect that.
Absolutely.
Get out of
kickoff goes. It goes off to the left side,
and it is out of bounds.
So the Cobras will take over first and 10 from their own 35-yard line.
That's good. Good field position to start with, yes.
Hey, I'll tell you what, 65 yards, not a plenty of hill for a climber.
No, plenty of time, 7:45 to play, 34-26, and we talked about it early. We said when it was 12-12, we said who's going to have the ball last to get a chance to score, and we got a chance right now to, you know, we don't have to hurry. We can still run the same offense we've been running all night long, march down the field, put it in with a minute or two left in the game, and
absolutely
see what happens.
Cobras break huddle, still in that setting that single wing offense. Griner is here in the backfield. Griner in motion.
Here's Griner on the carry.
Griner on the carry. Griner off the right side, picks up about two, maybe three. He's going to bring up second down and eight.
Gain of two. Gain of one. Second and nine.
They're calling it second and nine here at the Little Rose Bowl, but I'm going to call it second and eight.
I'm going to give him
That Colton statistic.
There you go. Get another couple of yards. But I have a feeling he's going to get a few more than just a couple here before this one's over.
Here's Greder. He's back to pass. Nice complete to Weber over on the left side of the field, far side of the field.
Well, this guy's play for the SK offense there. It looked like we was in the running situation and pulled it out and threw a nice pass. And third down and three.
43. Yep, third and three from the 43. You know something, Dan, we haven't seen. They haven't brought Crawford in, you know, on the offensive side of the ball since the first quarter. Got me a little befuddled.
Well, yeah, you'd think they'd give some guys a little breather here, but like we said, Nate Sears has been running the ball well, Cole's been running the ball well, and right now that's what's working for you, so I guess you just go with what's working.
Here's Greder under center. Greder right up the middle. Yeah. He's got enough for the first down. That's going to move the chains.
Looks to be a gain of four.
And like you said, Peyton Crawford, he's coming back off of an injury there the last couple weeks. You know, I know he's got back in there in some action and things like that, so, you know, coaches probably want to just work him in as slow as they can here. And right now, you know, yes, you're looking at some guys. If you got some speed here, maybe they can break one as they come through there.
Absolutely. So the Cobras break center. Griner in that weak back position over on the left side of the field. Griner and Saren in the backfield. Here's Griner with the keeper, but better up and going.
No, they sniffed that one out pretty well there.
I think that play's worked a couple of times, but they're pretty much in tune to what's going to go on up the middle now.
Yeah. And you just kind of hope maybe we're just hopefully setting them up for an outside run here on one of these here.
Like you said, no panic here with 5:42 to play now. No panic in the offense. Keep running your sets, and hopefully you can break something here to the outside or maybe hit a deep pass. Or it looks like we're kind of spreading things out here a little bit now again.
Yeah, we got Kirko split out right. Weber over left. Granter in the backfield. Penalty marker on the play. Probably motion. In fact, it was motion by the Cobras. That's going to bring up second down.
That's unfortunate, too, because it looked to me like, with the way that play was set up, we were doing a little double reverse there. It looked like Griner was going to get in, and then they're going to hand it off to Sear and go in the other way. So
very possible. That is going to bring
which
up
would have been which would have been a big call.
It would have been. Maybe they'll still bring that back to us here. Maybe they'll show us that play. I doubt it. So second down, 14 from the 43-yard line of the Cobras. This is a big play here. Here's Grenner. He's back to pass. He's got his receiver open in Weber. Weber's got a little bit of running room. He's across the 45 up to about the 46-yard line. He's back to about the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, this is a big play here. Third down and about 11.
This one's big.
I tried that little bubble screen thing again there, and he did get one good block, like you said, had a little opening, but one of the other three guys, they closed out in a hurry and sure shut that down.
Here comes Gretter on the field with the play. Covers Bray Cuddle. Third down and 10 from the 47-yard line, 4:45 to go. West Branch leads 34-26. Gretter in a passing situation, back to pass. Oh, he lets it fly deep.
That's on the field. I think it's it. Absolutely. Nice catch.
Complete the Griner down at the 20-yard line. What a play.
He had a guy all over him, and that was just saying, I want the ball more than you do. And Blaine Griner put the ball right only where his receiver could catch it.
Right in his hand.
Yep.
Well thrown ball. I'll tell you, Blaine is doing a phenomenal job putting that ball in the air. He is on target, so that brings up first and 10.
And you throw to your senior that says, I want the ball.
Absolutely. So we'll see. We've got life again, folks. Here we are. This is Sarin around the right side. He's got some running room.
Great
forward motion by Sarin. He moves forward for about 4 yards. He's going to bring up second down.
Give him eight.
Yeah,
he got lower than them other guys going around there, and Searing them guys blocked, and he followed them, and he cut back and got 8 yards. That's a heck of a run by Nate.
I'll tell you what, they can smell that end zone. The Cobras can smell that end zone. We got 4 minutes left. Exactly 4 minutes left to go in this one. West Branch leads 34-26. Cobras on the move. Cobras in the single wing. Here's a direct snap to Searing again. Searing forward motion, just still moving forward.
Down to about the 7, it looks like.
Definitely enough for a first down. It's going to bring up first and goal from the 7-yard line.
Well, now I guess as the coaching aspect of me comes out of here, how quick do you want to score? You don't really want to give West Branch the ball again, but, I mean, you obviously got to get the points and the 2-point conversion, but.
I think we need to get the points. I think we need to get the points here, Coach.
Okay.
Let's punch this thing in.
I'll go for that.
Let's get 7 yards right here on the next play. I'm all about that.
Yeah,
Cobras putting a very impressive, that big play, that big pass play by Gretter to Griner set this whole deal up. Let's get this thing punched in pay dirt right here. Griner in the backfield, Griner in motion. Here's a handoff to Searing. Searing moving forward. Oh, nice play.
Yeah.
He's going to be stopped about the 3-yard line.
Another good hard run by Nate Searing, going basically right up the gut. And looks like he kind of ran into one of his linemen as he got through the hole and but he's down to about the 4-yard line, 3-4-yard line.
Second goal from the 4 for the Cobras.
Clock's running.
Cobras break huddle. Under 3 minutes to play in this one. Griner and Searing in the backfield. Griner over on that left side in that way in motion. Here's Griner. No, it's Searing up the middle. He's in.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Cobras.
Now, coaches, you got to make sure you get another good play, 2-point conversion play here, down by 2. down by two, 34-32. Cobras trail by two, but the two-point conversion coming up. Folks, I'll tell you, I said at the start of the broadcast this was going to be an exciting one. I said it on my pregame synopsis, played every night, every Friday night at 6:15 here on KIIC. I knew on paper this was going to be a real good one. If you look at that, at both these teams on paper, you look at what they've done to other teams, Coach, you knew this one was going to stack up. I said, you know what? We're going into their house. That's always tough to do.
Well, yeah, definitely. You go on the road in any, you know, in any sport or, you know, football, whatever you play, and you go on the road, it's always tough to go win. And right now, West Branch took a timeout here. They want to think about what defense they're going to play here. And we've tried a lot of different things on two-point conversions tonight. And the only successful thing we have is a jump pass, but you got to think they'll be looking for that. So we're going to have to come up with something here, something you haven't used yet, Coach, and drop them in there. And tell you what, this has been one heck of a ball game.
Yeah, it certainly has. 2 minutes, 38 seconds to go. West Branch leads 34. Sigourney Kyoto Cobras 32. We await the two-point conversion by Sigourney Kyoto here on the south end zone. They got all the horses in there tonight right now. I'll tell you what, they got them all in there. I'll tell you, this doesn't get any more exciting than this opportunity here. I hope we can punch this puppy in. The Cobras are set. Griner in motion. Griner back to pass. He's got a guy. There it's good. Folks, we got the tie game. 2:38 to go. It's West Branch 34, Sigourney Kyoto 34. Who was on the receiving end?
Number 13.
Kevin Weber, number 13.
Another well-disguised play by the coaching staff.
I'll tell you what, hats off to Gretter.
Yeah, oh, what a pass. Right on the money. We don't even see where we're standing, the receiver, and all of a sudden the ball lands in his hand.
I'm thinking there's a defender behind him.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, a Cobra comes up with it, and Kevin Weber, we are all tied up, folks. I'll tell you what, this is exciting here. It's a little Rose Bowl in West Branch, Iowa.
Well, I sure am glad, Amos, you invited me in to do the old talking on this one tonight, because this is one heck of a ball game.
I'll tell you what, I can't guarantee that. You got a feeling for Mike again, but I tell you what, you're getting your money's worth here.
Oh, you darn right.
What it cost you to get into this game?
Two well-played games. I'm on the radio. It shouldn't cost anything, should it?
I tell you what,
two good offenses tonight have really put up some points, and it's really been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, 34 points scored on each team here, but it's not like it's been either offense has had their way. It's just been very well executed offensive side on each team. Here's the kick taken by number 29, Barnes.
Uh-oh.
Barnes got it. He's reverse field and brought down. No, not still on his feet. Out across the 35 to the 40, the 45, and finally brought down right around midfield. So with 2:27 to go, tie score 34-34. The Cobras are going to have to come up big on defense here. This is where they're going to have to dig deep and know what they need to do if they want to win this game.
Exactly. It's what, and we've kind of talked about that all night long. It's going to be who can come up and play. Now's when you need one of your big senior leaders on defense here, or maybe Jeremiah Green or somebody. Just come in, make a play here and see what happens. And
they actually marked him out of bounds at the 46 of West Branch. First and 10 from the 46 for the Bears of West Branch. Lamont in the gun. Three receivers set left, one right. Here's Lamont with the keeper up the middle. He's got running room. He eventually got brought down by Griner, but not until he picks up about 13 yards. That'll bring up first and 10 from the 33-yard line. It just kind of opened up there, Dan.
They
got to be aware of that. Our linebackers are going to have to be aware of that, and they're going to have to contain that center part of the field. I know they're spreading this thing out. They're doing that to try to mess
purpose,
us up.
Yeah.
And we just need to we need to take care and keep our eye on Lamont and get pressure on him as quickly as possible.
Yeah. We got a time. Oh, we got a penalty and a
timeout. We got a penalty marker and a timeout. So
I'll bet they got that timeout called. That probably delayed the game.
He's coming in to toss to see what happens here. One official is trying to wave the other one off. He says he did get the timeout in, called in time.
Okay.
I wanted to see him come up and make the call. I was going to delay a game with you. But the guy here on the sideline with the West Branch coaches, he was all over it. He had it called, and West Branch will coach team. They knew exactly where they needed to call that timeout. They did it. I'll tell you what, this game is everything we thought it would be, and then some. But it is set first and 10 from the 46. They're calling it the 46-yard line.
Yeah, but it looks to me like it's more like the 41 is what it looks to me like.
I'd have to agree with you. I think there are boys up in the booth. We need to be up in the booth kind of correcting.
They didn't want us up there tonight, so we're down here in the field where we belong.
I brought my big tent. Got my table, my chairs, which we haven't had in.
Oh, you could sit down. I don't know how all these people are sitting down.
Oh, no kidding. I'll tell you what, this has been an exciting one.
Yeah, I'd say it's the 41-yard line, so.
Yeah, I'm going to call it first and 10 from the 41. Cobras need to dig deep here. They got Barnes split out far wide left, along with Lenox. Empty. Now he does have Gould in the backfield with him. Here's Lamont back to pass. He's got a receiver open in Lenox. That was Donovan, and Donovan pushed out of bounds.
19 yards
and around the 27-yard line.
27. First and 10. West Branch.
I did that all in my head.
Well, that's been hurting us all night long, though. That just basically a little 10-yard quick out. All they're running, and it's just been hurting us all night long.
I tell you, we need to come up with a big play right here on defense.
The only time we really stopped is when we got pressure on the quarterback, and we threw that out, and we picked one off.
We have not been very effective at putting the pressure on Lamont tonight. And that's what needs to happen. High snap, but Lamont corrals it. But, oh, nice play there.
Lamont on the carry.
Oh, my goodness.
We had him in the backfield. He had up six.
Second and four.
We had him in the backfield. I think that was Matthew Slaughter was back there, had his hands on him, and he just kind of eluded that tackle. So this one's coming right down to the wire. Minute 45 to go. Sigourney Kyoto and West Branch all knotted up at 34. Lamont in the gun, three receivers split to the right, one left. Lamont with the keeper. Lamont over to the left side, but met immediately by Shane Swearingen. Nice play by Shane to come up from his cornerback position.
Third and about one.
Third and one.
Clock still running.
Minute 27. Doesn't get any better than this, folks. I'll tell you what. I hope we got some folks down there in southern Iowa listening in to us. On Thunder Country, 96.7. Okay, we got Lenox and Donovan in the backfield.
Oh, busted play.
Lamont on the carry.
That was Lamont on the carry.
That's for sure. You wanted to know.
They're going to take time out for a measurement here. This one's real close, folks.
Wasn't for sure there if he wanted to hand off
first
and then took off.
They're going to give him the first down. No need for a measurement. 17 yards to pay dirt for the Bears of West Branch.
Well, right now the SK defense needs to look and just try and get a stop and try and force a field goal try.
You bet. You know what? A turnover right now would be big for the Cobras. 57 seconds to go. 34-34. West Branch and Sigourney Kyoto. Lamont back to pass. He's got
he got it back. That's just a flag. That's not a penalty.
That's just a marker.
Yeah,
came flying in there. We thought maybe that was a penalty marker, but nice pressure there. I'll tell you what.
They called some.
West Branch takes another timeout. I'll tell you, very timely.
You got one left.
Seven.
They got a nice play.
24.
Nice play, good pressure. That's what we've been looking for.
I didn't
see
who it was, but he knocked the ball out of the quarterback's hand. That was a real nice play by the defensive lineman.
I'll tell you what. This one is getting interesting. 39 seconds to go, all knotted up, 34. Second and 17 from the 24-yard line for the Bears of West Branch.
Yeah, you hope they're out of field goal range, but I guess you never know.
You picked a heck of a game to call with me, didn't you?
Oh, this has been a lot of fun.
I'll bet we got a few listeners still.
Oh, wait a minute, they're out of timeouts now. That was their last one, so that was an even bigger play there because
you know what?
You get a tackle inbounds here, clock's running.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
No first down. If you keep them from getting a first down, the clock's going to run. That's a big play there.
Okay, we got the Sigourney Kitta coaches out there doing a lot of coaching, man. They're trying to get them fired up.
Need a couple big stops here.
This is big. You know they're going to split them out. They stand three up to the right side, two up to the left. Nobody, empty backfield, Lamont the backfield.
We're confused. Come on, boys.
We look a little confused. Oh, they gather it up. Here's Lamont. He's got a guy open now. Oh, in and out of his hands.
Lamont didn't even run, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you, a few ticks went off. It's 35 seconds to go. 35 seconds to go.
Third down.
Third down is long for the Bears of West Branch.
You know, he hasn't missed too many receivers tonight, but he missed him across the middle.
He did. He just overthrew him. He just overthrew him
a little bit.
But I'll tell you what, he's been a very proficient passer tonight. There again, empty backfield, passing situation for the Bears. Here's Lamont. He's back to pass again. Nice spin move by Brown. He goes deep to the end zone.
Overshot.
Oh, my God.
Lamont's pass to Donovan.
That's the same play they scored a couple of touchdowns on earlier. We did a little better job defending it that time.
Absolutely. That brings up 4th and 17 from the 24.
Do you kick it?
I'll tell you what, I'll bet this coach right here, I'll bet he's going to take a shot at the end zone. We need, from a defensive standpoint, we need to stand up right here. We can't let something happen.
And then the field goal kicker.
All right.
Well, I mean, you about have to, don't you?
I suppose.
Well, come on, defense. Let's get a hand up. It's the 41-yarder.
You know, I check the stats every week. I didn't check to see how proficient this Kendon kid is.
41 yards. Got a wind in his back.
Now, he does have a little bit of wind in his back.
Still
on?
No.
Missed the kick. How can they do that? SK is going to take over. What happened?
I have no idea.
I can still hear you.
Hey, folks, I hope we're back online.
Missed the kick. It was way short.
We missed the kick. It was way short. Cobra's got the ball. 28 seconds to go.
We're going for it.
We're going for it. Oh, Griner in the backfield. Griner's running. Griner's. He's forced out of bounds.
Griner on the carry.
I think you want to be kind of careful here after what happened at the end of the first half.
Team of 7 to the 31.
It's got some yards.
It's three.
I don't think we're on, are we?
I don't know. I sure hope. I mean, we lost connection. Somebody needs to give me a little idea whether we're back on here for the.
I got a text that said we can't hear you.
Oh crap! This is not a good place to be.
Now Fletch is calling.
Hey, check that down below.
Hello.
Yeah, 10 seconds to go. We ended up getting a dial tone, folks. We apologize for that. Still 34-34. West Branch came on to attempt about a 40-yard field goal, and it came up extremely short. Cobras took over. There's 10 seconds left. Cobras have the ball. It's 3rd and 5 from the 29-yard line.
Maybe it had something to do with us jumping up and down
over here. Well, I didn't do much jumping. But thank God somebody, I've got text messages coming in from all over.
Fletch called, said we're back on.
You are on. Joe Sinclair, my old buddy from down in the Albion Melrose area, says you are on. Keep talking. Oh, Joe, I'll tell you what, we got 10 seconds left here. This is one exactly like I called it before we ever stepped foot on the field. This was going to be a tight one. You know, and it is 34-34. 10 seconds left in regulation. Cobras have the ball on the 29-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know what you call here, but, I mean, obviously,
Might as well go for it.
Well, we certainly don't want to do what we did before halftime.
No,
that's the difference in this ballgame.
Yep, exactly. But I think we'll see if try something here, probably kind of conservative. Looks like they're just lining up to
do something conservative.
Yeah.
But it is, in fact, Gretter, right up the middle. He got a first down, and the clock stops with 4.3 seconds. Well, hell, who knows?
You throw the Hail Mary.
Yeah. throw that puppy, and hopefully we can come up with it and scamper into the end zone. But, folks, for all practical purposes, this one is probably going to hit into OT. So, stay tuned.
Yeah,
stay tuned.
Hopefully our station stays with us, and we'll keep things going here. This has been one heck of a battle between two teams that have played really well tonight. Offensively, I mean, you put up 34 points on each side of the ball, and that's just what you want from a high school football game.
Absolutely. Homecoming night right here at West Branch. So you know those guys want it, but you know what? The Cobras want it just as bad because this has got big implications district-wise.
Oh, yes, it does. Sure.
This is big. Sigourney County Cobras sitting there at 2-1 in the district, and West Branch sitting at 1-2. But those two losses coming to both Wilton and Regina. This is a big one for both teams.
Yeah, that's, I guess it's only fitting. It's probably, it looks like we're going to spread things out here.
Probably
throw it as far as Blaine can throw it here and see what happens. You never know, pass interference call or just a catch.
Absolutely.
Never know what might happen. We've seen it before.
So Cobra's got two split out right. Here's Gretter.
He went down. That'll do it.
That is the end of the regulation, folks. And so the Cobras fought back hard,
Get
this tied up, Dan.
We talked about it earlier, Amos, that whoever had the ball last, and luckily we dodged the ball with West Branch having it there at the end. This is the field goal, and now you just both teams get a chance to try and score.
Yeah. Yeah, there for a while we thought we lost connection with all the folks out there. We got a dial tone here on our monitor, and we thought we were gone. So I apologize if there was seemed like a lot of chaos around here, but we now know that, in fact, we were still on, and I believe we are broadcasting live on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country. And, folks, this is a good one. 34-34 at the end of regulation. The captains are meeting in midfield to find out who's going to get the ball first.
I believe by the high school rules, what they said on the intercom here is that you get the ball at the 10-yard line, you get four downs to try and score. That seems a little close to me, but
it does.
But I guess if that's the way they want to play it, I'm not completely up on the overtime. I'm, to be honest with you, I think this might be the first overtime high school game I've attended.
I can guarantee you this. It's the very first one I've ever broadcast.
Well, I can guarantee that one with me too, then. So we're going to see what happens here. Like you said, we're going to find out who gets the ball first. Both teams do get a chance to score. It was just like the college game. Both teams get a chance on offense. And looks like we're going down to the north end zone to play where the wind's at the back.
That makes sense, If in fact, one of these teams needs to attempt a field goal, they will have the wind with them.
West Branch is going to start with the ball, it sounds like.
The ball first.
Yes.
In overtime.
So West Branch will have the ball to start the overtime. Ball placed, you say, Dan, at the 10-yard line.
That's what they got on the scoreboard. So four downs to go 10 yards, I guess.
I played in one of these in high school about 35 years ago. Against Sigourney, believe it or not.
Really? Well, there you go.
We ended up losing 17-14. I was very bummed out about that whole deal.
Yeah.
Here we are, both communities playing together. Sigourney and Kyoto all knotted up with West Branch, 34-34. West Branch starts the overtime with the ball. They got the first shot. They've been spreading these receivers out, so
in fact they're doing it again.
It's one of those deals. We'll see what they do. They went with empty backfield a lot there in that last series of downs. So we'll see what they come up with here as we get ready to start the overtime.
I'm trying to get a better view here because they've been using the left side of the field a lot, and that's kind of where we're blocked off here. So see what happens as they're getting ready to go right now. No time anymore.
No time. Here's Lennox with the carry up the middle. Gould. I apologize. Gould with the carry up the middle off the right side. Pick up a four down to the six. Second down and goal from the 6-yard line. Wow, I've got text messages coming in all over the place.
I do too.
Your counterpart, Kenny Hobbs, even sent one.
This is great. I mean, it's awesome to see everybody get behind everybody. If you can't make it to the game, you can get out and listen to it. Hopefully we're doing a good job giving you a play-by-play here. It's second down and 6.
Gould in the backfield with Lamont. Gould with the...
Mike Gould on the carry.
But met immediately. Gould met immediately.
All right, he's third down and 2.
Oh, they're gonna say he picked up 4. I sure didn't see it from here, but we don't have the ideal spot here on the side of the hill. So third down and 2. Third and goal from the 2-yard line. This is where the Cobras need to step it up a little bit.
Play they really changed their offense here, too. They've went 2 running plays where they've been passing it like crazy earlier.
Yes, they have. We got Donovan in motion. Here's Lamont with the handoff. West Branch, 3 plays, 10 yards. They're in for the touchdown. This is a big play right here.
Well, yeah, this is kind of where it's been all night long on these extra points.
We've talked about extra points all night long, and, you know, that's kind of what put both teams in the positions they're in. We've been able to capitalize on a couple two-point conversions that have allowed us to knock this thing up with, you know, in the closing minutes of this game. Kendon on to attempt the PAT for West Branch. Snap is up.
Oh, it is. Derek Burns.
That's huge.
Derek Bird.
That's absolutely huge right there. If we are able to get this thing punched in,
yeah,
that is huge.
We said that all night long it's been special teams plays down here on the extra points. You don't know what to expect. Derek Bird come flying through there and blocked it. He was there before the kid even kicked it.
Absolutely great play by Derek Bird to get through there and block that. He almost could have carried that one.
All right, now we need 10 yards.
We got to get 10 yards, and then we got to get a reliable kicker to put that thing through the uprights. That's what we need. Boy, you know, it's been...
We've only tried one tonight, but...
Right now, let's hit the 10 yards first. That's because we've been playing from behind all night long.
Right.
So I'll tell you what, Cobras need to come out energized and get this thing punched in the middle. They got their senior leader, Will Griner, out there.
West Branch fans are getting on their
feet. Oh, my goodness, I can't see. I got to get up here, folks. Holy, what's going on? Cole Striegel right up the middle for about 5.
Yeah.
Striegel on the carry. Eight of 2 to the 8.
Oh, I exaggerated. Pick up a book.
Oh, we couldn't see. We can't hardly see up here where we're standing right now. But
I tell you, folks, this is tough. I mean, we're out here in the elements.
Yeah, we're right in here with the fans.
We're amongst the West Branch fans. We're among the hated right now.
Oh, they're pretty good people up here.
They're great people.
Yes, they are.
They put us up. Here's a Cobra set. In that single wing, Griner in motion. There's Sharon.
Sharon on the carry.
Here on the carry. About 1.
Now we got about 3rd and 5 here. 2 plays, you get 5 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. 3rd and goal from the 6-yard line for the Cobras. Each team does get 1 timeout in overtime.
Okay.
Might be something we're thinking about as our boys are looking. You know, this isn't easy.
Oh, no, this
is not easy.
You got 2 plays to get 6 yards here.
I'll tell you what, they haven't run Colton Griner yet. They get him on the outside. I'll tell you what, that could be the dagger.
You might be looking at him coming here.
We need to throw right there.
Branch would be talking about that.
We're
going to use our timeout.
Oh, yeah. Old Coach Jens is going to take that timeout. He's going to talk about this one, folks.
Probably a good idea. It didn't look like we had things set up the way we wanted it.
I'll tell you what, as the boys down in Albie would say, get ready to throw a load in the cannon. Oh, I tell you, you ever been down to a game down there?
No, I haven't.
Woo! That is some kind of atmosphere down there. Down there in KIIC Thunder Country territory.
Well, I'm glad they let us out here and cover the SK Cobras.
Oh, I'll tell you what, this is a great thing Joe Millage does to bring allow people like you and I to bring folks that can't venture out every week out to hear these games. Everybody wants to know, you know, kind of how the Cobras are doing, and this is just a great, great thing KIIC does for the citizens of Sigourney and Kyoto.
Yep, it is a great deal here. And hopefully we get 6 yards here.
Third and goal from the 6.
All right, so third goal. You heard the announcer. We're right above his big old Bose speaker. Third and goal from the 6-yard line. We got two opportunities to punch this thing across pay dirt. Into pay dirt. Griner lined up. Oh,
flag on the play.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Play on the defense.
Maybe so. Yep, Sigourney Kidd is clapping. It is, in fact, offside. On.
Same one we got called for.
He might
in the neutral zone.
That's going to bring up half the distance.
Three
goal from the 3-yard line.
That changes things here offensively here. Now you got 3 yards and 2 plays. Hammered up the gut.
Wow, I'll tell you what, Dano, this one's getting interesting. I'll tell you.
I still think Colton Griner needs to touch the ball.
Well, I wonder what they got up their sleeve. Here's Griner in motion. Here's Striegel.
Oh, now we got a motion.
Timeout.
We have a touchdown. Colton Striegel in the middle.
Yeah.
Striegel called it right before we snapped the ball.
Striegel walked that thing into the end zone, and they allowed him to call a timeout.
Yep, they got
right there
before we snapped it.
Right before we snapped it. Great coaching on West Branch's behalf. I'll tell you what, that guy is one heck of a coach.
Well, I think both sides have done a real great job of coaching their kids tonight. I'd say both coaches have done a real good job. Kids have played a clean ball game. And
Absolutely. I'll tell you, Jared Jensen has done a phenomenal job calling this game. His assistants, you know, bringing out the right plays at the right time. It's been a well-coached ball game on both sides of the ball, on both teams.
Unfortunately, we kind of tipped our hat there because we ran the play there anyway. We had Colton Griner in motion, and Nate Searn, they're taking the handoff too, and Striegel was taking it right up the gut for the score.
Yeah, but they haven't brought Griner around the end yet.
No. I'll tell you what, they're going up the gut a couple times here.
Well, they got Striegel in.
He's a big kid.
I tell you what, a lot of implications, as I said earlier, a lot of implications on, you tell on you, these next two plays right
tell
here.
Tell your linemen to hammer them hard.
I mean, hey. Right now, that's what it boils down to, guys. Let's execute. Let's do what we need to do to get this thing punched across.
It's when your strength and weight training and all that stuff comes into power right here.
You got Striegel in the backfield along with Searn. Griner in that wingback position. Here they go. It is Searn, and he is.
Oh, they called him down.
They can't call him down.
Called him down at the one.
How can you do that? Wow, we got some home cooking going on right there.
I tell you, we're only about 80 yards away, and I can see the ball is across the line.
Wow. That is absolutely not what I expected.
All right, it all comes down to one play from about 6 inches.
Fourth and goal from the less than one.
Blaine Gretter's a big, tall kid, or Cole Striegel here. Hammer him up the gut, maybe.
You've got to be kidding me there. I tell you, these guys might get, wow, come on, Cobras. Here we go, Cole Striegel. He's in. He's in for the touchdown.
What do you do now?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd bring old Kirkgove out. He's been pretty consistent from here.
And two kicks him normally.
Absolutely. Bring your consistent guy in. Put that thing through the uprights. Let's get us a win on that Cobra side. 40-40.
And after the first got run out of here,
I'm ready to pack the tent up. Shut the old voice box down here, boys, but it's 40-40.
Kirkhoff's going to kick it. Here we go.
All right, we got Kirkhoff on. It's all about the snap, guys. It's all about the snap and the placement. We got Blaine Gritter in there to hold this PAT. Snaps down, ball's down. Kick is
blocked.
Unbelievable.
Would you expect anything else, though?
I'll tell you what, guys.
You can't expect anything else.
40-40. 40-40.
Now that's Kale start with the ball.
Now, Dan, it's been a long time since I've watched one of these overtime games. Do they go back from that? Okay, that answers my question.
That's Kale start with it.
We will start. Sigourney Kidd will start with the ball on this possession.
And I don't know, like in college on the third possession, you have to go for two. I don't know if they do that in high school or not.
I don't know either. I'm showing all my ignorance when it comes to high school football right here in the rules.
It came right up the middle and blocked it. I didn't see a number. The fans from West Branch want to know who blocked it, and I couldn't tell.
We're amongst a sea of red and black right out here.
Your team on the extra point got the ball very high in the air.
They haven't shot it yet. They know who we're for. We've got our purple and gray on,
You couldn't ask for any better football game on a Friday night either.
Not at all. Not at all. I don't know if they still got us live on 96.7 or not, but this is a good one, folks.
If they don't, they're missing out on one heck of a finish of a football game.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Darn sure.
They sure are. So the Cobras are going to take over first and 10
now
in the second round.
We need to answer again here.
There's Colton Griner in motion. Colton with the ball. He's moving forward.
Carry gets to the five.
Pickup of about five, they say.
Good
That's
start.
Bring up second down and goal from the 5-yard line.
We thought we'd see him on the last possession, but I think you'll see him a couple times here on this possession there. Colton's running hard.
Very well may see him a couple times. It's, you know, go to your senior. You know, the kid wants to win it worse than probably anybody out there, even though they all do. Colton's got a lot of...
And that's big for the kids, you know, hold their composure after they think they're going to get it with an extra point, and they come back here and really put a drive together here and get 10 yards and score.
Colton Renner in motion again. There's the ball carrier.
Sharon
moves very close to the goal line.
Down and around the two.
They're calling it down around the two.
Yeah. Looks like the official's taking it closer to the goal line than that.
It almost looks like he's on the white line.
About like where he was at before.
I'm not going to call it the two. I'm going to call it.
Better goal.
Yeah. From the one-inch line.
It's
inside the one, folks. I can guarantee you that ball is inside the one. This would be a good play for Striegel to pick that thing right up the gut.
I just think it's the same thing, Amos.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dano. This couldn't have been a better one for you and I to work together. I'm pacing, folks. All right. Third and goal.
Eight Sharon
in for that touchdown. Now we got to
go for two and just see if you can.
1 yard.
The only thing that's worked for us.
So, folks, after Sharon Ikeda's second run in overtime, they now lead West Branch 46-40.
It looks to me like we're going to go for two. So they don't. They did not put any more timeouts up on the board, so I would assume everybody got one again in a double overtime, but they don't have any. Oh, yeah, they did. Now they just put
one apiece.
Yeah, we're going up. We're going for two, it looks like, this time.
We're
going
to go for two. Boy, if the Cobras punch this in, that's going to be a big momentum shift for the Cobras. Guarantee you. But no go.
Looks like we were trying to jump pad.
Well, I tell you what it boils down to right now is the defense needs to step up and keep them out of the end zone.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's 10 yards, guys, and it hasn't been an easy task all night long.
I think that's the right call, though. I mean, we haven't had any success kicking the ball. I think that's a good call to the coaches to have.
We made a couple of two-point conversions earlier, and
you go with what's working for you at the time, and I think that's a good call. Now you rely on your defense.
Absolutely.
It's
all up to the defense now. Cobras lead 46-40 in the second round of overtime. Here's Lamont with the keeper. Lamont in easy. Lamont runs in easy for the score. So now it falls on the heels of their special teams.
They're going to kick it. Here comes number 8. So
Kendon on to attempt the PAT. They're not wasting any time.
And they've hit a couple. They've kicked a few in here, so that's what it kind of comes down to.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm hoping we're going to be able to call a third round of overtime, but we'll wait and see how this Kendon kid ends up here on this PAT attempt. Folks, it boils down to this right here.
Jensen tried to call timeout. He was on the field calling timeout. They didn't give it to him. He's not happy.
He's not very happy. Coach Jensen's not very happy at all. He was out there trying to call a TO.
I was watching him come across the side because there's no sense taking it to bed with you. He was coming across the field hollering timeout, and they didn't give it to him.
Yeah, that's part of the deal. That's
heck of a ball game.
I'll tell you what. I don't think I'll ever have the opportunity to call a ball game like this again.
No. Got to applaud both teams.
Well played. Two overtimes. Yeah. And Kyoto falls to West Branch at West Branch in the Little Rose Bowl, 47-46. Dan, I don't know. I did not expect to see this many points go up on the board tonight. I really did not. But that's what the outcome was offense was on both sides of the ball. Both teams very, very efficient.
Yeah.
And defense just, just struggled at times from both teams to keep the others out of the end zone. And I guess, I mean, from a fan's aspect of it, as I attend most games as a fan myself, that's what you want to watch. I mean, it's a lot of fun to see the kids get up down the field and play like that. I know everybody loves offense, and unfortunately, we talked about earlier, it came down to special teams tonight. And neither team was real great at it, and unfortunately, we just faltered a little bit more there at the end. But I know our kids are down, and they're disappointed, but
yeah.
Shoot, you got to walk off of here and hold your head high because you played one heck of a game.
We did.
In a hostile environment and a tough place to play, not very many teams come in here and win. And
yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. This is a tough place to win.
Yeah.
They played them tough.
Yeah.
I said it earlier on in the broadcast, you know, it's going to come down. We've got to take care of business next week with Eddieville Blakesburg,
yep.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
And we can't allow this double overtime loss to affect how we perform next week against Eddieville.
Yeah.
We got to go out. We got to perform because there's still an opportunity. This team is good enough to take on many, many teams,
yep,
that are leading their divisions, their districts, throughout the state of Iowa in Class 1A.
Yep.
We know that. We know we're in a very tough district here in District 6.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? From a listener standpoint, I sure hope you and I did them a good job of trying to allow them the opportunity to visualize what was going on here tonight. And it was one whale of a ball game.
Yep. If you didn't get a chance to come out and watch, you definitely missed one of the best high school football games I've watched played in quite some time. You know,
absolutely.
Two teams that were well coached. Kids played well, kids played hard, and neither team gave up. And we talked about it at probably the beginning of the game. We said whoever gets the ball last, and that's what happened. West Branch had the ball last, and they capitalized on an extra point and won the ball game 47-46.